sense common again. It's your host, David Knight.
Well, it's November the 1st, 2017. I'm David Knight, and we will be, of course, talking about what happened yesterday in New York City. Lionel is very close to where that happens, where he lives. He's going to be joining us talking about what he was an eyewitness to and commenting on what happened. Of course, we're going to look at what happened. We've got some B-roll footage, but we also have some comments and reactions that I think you're going to find very interesting. Also, the immigration issues as to how he came into this country, I think you're going to find very interesting. A program that really hasn't gotten very much attention and really should get a lot of attention. And of course, we have some updates on the Vegas shooting. We have some updates on medical marijuana even, and also updates on the Mueller investigation. It turns out there is a very strong case for shutting this down on legal terms. He doesn't have to be fired. He never was legitimately hired. And this is coming on top of the issues that show Mueller's involvement with Russian collusion and with collusion with Hillary Clinton to cover up and to conspire with high officials in the Obama administration to conceal information that would have and should have shut down the Uranium One deal. So we're going to give you that information, something you need to be aware of. Something that the American public needs to push President Trump on, and we need to start this as an information campaign. You know, in the wake of Halloween last night, we had Donald Trump Jr. joke about swiping his daughter's candy in order to teach her about socialism. That's the way it's reported by Politico. They were outraged by this. They thought it was terrible. They said, look at this. He's stealing his daughter's candy. Well, he was trying to teach her a lesson about socialism. He says, I'm going to take half of Chloe's candy tonight and give it to some kid who's sitting at home. It's never too early to teach her about socialism. And I kind of think that's funny. I did something similar. My wife and I, when we had our kids, were young and they were doing trick or treating, they would get the candy, and as they would start to eat it, take it out of the wrapper, we would take it away from them just as they were about to take a bite and say, sorry, I'm going to take my 50% government tax cut. So, you know, when you take the 50%, you call it government tax cut, or you can call it socialism, because that's going that way either way. One is how it's being spent, but either way, that half of that is being taken from them. So that kind of taught them a lesson, especially when they were really young. Eat half of their candy bar and then give it back to them. Earlier, he had also joked about Hillary Clinton, his father's former electoral foe, they say, for joking, saying that she was at a book signing appearance, and she said, she was going to trick or treat as the president. And when I saw that, my thought was, well, that's about as close as she's ever going to get to being president. But he said that he would loan her his mask of his father so she she could identify as that. And, you know, when you're talking about cross-dressing, we have a judge blocking Trump's ban on transgender troops in the military. And we didn't report on this yesterday. There was other news there, but that happened on Monday. They temporarily blocked everything that he does. That's a standard operating procedure for judges. And I think that if you look at this judge's name, I haven't looked up her background, but most likely a Democrat judge. Judge Colleen Collar Codaly of the Federal District Court for the District of Columbia found the administration's justification for the ban to be suspect and likely unconstitutional. She said, I think he disapproves of transgender people in general. So you see, it's a ruling again, based on rulings and feelings and impressions and motives of the president. But what about the law? Does that ever enter into the rulings of these judges? Not really. She did make one attempt to say that I think this might violate the Equal Protection Clause of the Constitution. Well, what about all the people who are classified 4F because they're not physically capable of doing the job? Or the people who are ruled out because they have psychological issues. Does equal protection apply to that? No, you don't have to think about that too long. It doesn't. So she doesn't have a leg to stand on. But somehow we continue to pretend that every judge in the world has more power than the president. This has to end. And we have to end these judges. We need to make it easier to impeach and remove them. I'm David Knight. We'll be right back.
You go to InfoWarsStore.com and get game-changing, amazing products. We've been sold out of DNA Force for almost 4 months. These ingredients are nutraceutical grade, you know, the highest quality, the BioPQQ, all of it. It's 25% off. The truck got in this morning, and it's back, but it is a limited run because of all the testing and all the rest of it. It's the highest quality. Read about what it'll do for you and your family. It is amazing. We also have been sold out for 3 months on Biome Defense Super High Quality Probiotic. It's 25% off. Out of the gates, back in stock, but for a very limited time. So you get the highest quality, the very cleanest stuff out there. We're really, really proud of it. DNA Force and Biome Defense Probiotic. Now back in stock, InfoWarsLife.com. And when you buy products from Globalist, it's an act of trading with the enemy. It is an act of war. It is an act of standing up when you spread the links, the articles, and buy products from us. And then we commit to rampage against the enemy totally.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
It's Wednesday, November the 1st, 2017. Everyone has heard about the terror attack, I'm sure by now, in New York City. We're going to be looking at what happened, who this individual is, how he got here. Very important revelations about our immigration laws as to how this guy got here. And, of course, the reactions from the press. The people who, as I saw last night, the things that made me outraged were the idea that, another vehicle terror attack. No, another Islamic terror attack. Or the Allah Akbar, all the translations of Allah Akbar saying, God is great. No, what they're saying is Allah is greater than your God. That's the point. That's why these guys say this. So we're going to take a look at Jake Tapper and the other mainstream media idiots who continue to lie about what's going on and continue to tell us that we have to shut down our society because now they're here. And we can't have any say-so about not bringing more of these people in. That's what we're going to be looking at with this specific program that allowed him to come here as a legal immigrant. The article said, well, we're sure that the FBI and Homeland Security are looking into his background now. It's like, well, maybe you should have done that before he came into the country. Maybe you should do that rather than taking away our freedoms and having us live under a police state. But no, that's precisely what they want. They want to bring in dangerous individuals from countries that they hold these diversity immigration lotteries. That's the program under which he came in. These diversity lotteries. Well, guess what? It's a lottery and you just lost if you're an American. Because these people are going to be brought in. They're going to be dangerous. And then as they kill you, the government will come back and say, well, we need more of your freedoms to be handed over to us so we can make you safe. So we're going to take a look at that. We've got a lot of clips. Before we do, real quickly, I want to give you some of the other news that is on the headlines. As we look at the Black Death that is spreading through Madagascar, and of course that's an island off the coast of Africa, very interesting creatures. You look at the chameleons that have the eyes that move in independent of each other in different directions. They only come from that one island. And now we've got something that we hope stays on that island, and that's the Black Death Plague. And one of the reasons that it's getting into epidemic proportions there is because of a cultural issue. They have a tradition where they dig up dead bodies of relatives, and as part of a ritual, they dance with them. This is beyond belief. Someone needs to have an education program about germs and contamination with these people, but it's absolutely beyond belief. As a matter of fact, there's a story. I'm not sure if it's true or not. Anybody who listens to the Bible, reads the Bible, studies the Bible, one of the things that the Apostle Paul said, who will save me from this body of death? And some commentators have said, well, that may be a reference to a tradition in the area where he had lived, where if you were a criminal who had murdered somebody, once they found that you were guilty, what they would do is they would tie that dead body to you. And that would ultimately be a death sentence, because you would not be able to get away from that. So when we look at this, and when we look at people who are coming from countries like this that have certain traditions, it's legitimate for us to vet them because of their culture, because of their religion, because of their traditions, and to vet them for disease, isn't it? But we don't do any of that, because that would be politically incorrect. It's about time we bury political correctness before it kills us all. Bitcoin, meanwhile, has blasted to a new all-time high of $6,450. I find that interesting. Again, when you look at things like Bitcoin denominated in dollars, or gold denominated in dollars, what you're looking at here is people's confidence not only in that instrument to contain their wealth, but you're also looking at their confidence in the dollar. And so there's not a lot of confidence in the dollar for many good reasons. And when we look at the value of currencies, and when we look at what is happening, what is being pushed on us in terms of, we used to call it Agenda 21, but the UN has now a more specific time frame for that. They have it. It's not just sometime in the 21st century. They've put a target date on it, 2030. UN Agenda 2030, the agenda for sustainability. And guess what their plan for sustainability is? Look, you can see it in Hong Kong right now. The poor in Hong Kong are living in homes that are smaller than prison cells, says a study in The Guardian. They say the average living space for people in Hong Kong was only 50 square feet, the equivalent of just half of a parking space. And this was a survey of 204 families in one neighborhood by local residents association. This is the world's most expensive housing market. An average resident would need to save more than 18 years of pre-tax salary, spending that money on nothing else in order to afford a home. Understand that what they want to do with you is they want to make housing more expensive. They want to take away your ownership of your home. They want to take away the ownership of vehicles, everything. You're going to be a sharecropping serf or slave. That's the vision that they have for your future, for your children's future, your grandchildren's future. That's the way they want you to live. You're not going to have any upward mobility. As a matter of fact, you're not going to have any mobility at all. You'll be trapped in these cities. They will have the mobility, the few elitists that will run this system. You'll be trapped in micro apartments like this, 200 square feet or less. And it's already happening in some of the biggest cities. You can see what is happening. And as always, cities have always been a threat, as Jefferson said, to the health, the wealth, and the liberty of man. And you can see that now, and Agenda 21 wants to trap us into that situation. If you look at urban planners who have for decades pushed against building any roads as they constantly promoted their public transportation schemes that nobody wants, the buses that are empty, the light rail boondoggles that they have everywhere, and the toll roads that they're now starting to put in because they won't add any lanes unless they're going to be toll roads. And when you look at that, you understand, and we've had, was the CEO of Lyft, used to be an urban planner, and he spelled it all out. Yes, cars are evil because they give you mobility, but cities are wonderful. The only thing, the only problem with cities is that they've got cars that allow people to escape them. You know, people wanted to get out of the cities. That's why you had the suburbs, but they call it urban sprawl, and they don't want to build the roads. And now they don't want you to have the cars, and they don't want you to own anything. And the way this is going to happen here is the same way it was happening in Hong Kong. One of the reasons that the homes are getting smaller and smaller is because of Chinese investments in the property market that have happened, of course, in Hong Kong. But it's going to happen here as well. They are accumulating all of the money, all of the wealth, and they're going to use it to buy up everything. And then, of course, you're also going to have to pay taxes that you won't be able to afford. So you'll have to have, you won't be able to afford a home. The American dream is going to go away because you're going to be paying taxes for dreamers to get a free education at your expense because their home country refuses to pay for their education. I'm talking about you, Mexico, specifically. You encourage your citizens to come here to get a free education. You work with them to avoid our immigration laws, and then you are active politically. And that's one of the reactions we're going to take a look at. And that's that dirty commercial that was run in the Virginia gubernatorial race showing supporters of the Republican governor with don't tread on me bumper stickers and so forth, running down these poor dreamers. No, we're the ones who are being run down by people. And we can see this yesterday. And that's how they always do that. They always flip reality. They always invert reality. And that's what they did in that commercial. They have now temporarily pulled that commercial But we've already seen how they're trying to spin reality. And if you understand what's going to happen with this, it's going to be two things that are going to happen. First of all, and there's some of that commercial there, we're going to play that and talk about that later. But they're going to, you're going to have things go up in price because of foreign investors who are coming in trying to dump their dollars very quickly before they lose money. That's why I started out with Bitcoin going to $6,400. So these Chinese investors who are trying to get rid of the petrodollar, they're even coming up with petro yuan, they want to get something for their money. They're going to get American property. That's going to make it expensive for you. And then the taxes are going to push you out of your house and into a teeny tiny apartment because taxes are attached to the apartments that you rent as well. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullying. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com. I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense Probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee. And it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. It's November the 1st, 2017. We're going to take a look at what happened in New York, who this guy is, reactions from the media. That's going to be right after I tell you about the new products that we've put on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. For a limited time, we have put DNA Force. That's one of our premium products, very expensive to manufacture, and we have taken it to 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have 25% off of Biome Defense 50. This is our live probiotic cultures, 23 different strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Your gut health plays a massive role in the normal function of your immune system. It's home to over 100 million neurons and brain neurotransmitters, often called your second brain, due to the direct link between the brain and the digestive system. This product is made in the U.S. It is a state-of-the-art manufacturing facility. We lab test it for quality. You won't find this kind of quality and probiotics at this price anywhere else. And now you can get it for 25% off. A great way to protect your gut health. That's Biome Defense 50. That's also at InfoWarsStore.com. And I'll just remind you of the other sales that we have put on this last week. Silver Bullet, Winter Sun, both of those are 50% off. Silver Bullet, of course, is our colloidal silver product. And Winter Sun is our vitamin D supplementation. Both of those are 50% off. And for a limited time, you can get 16% off of Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at checkout when you enter the code VITA10, V-I-T-A 10. That's 16% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink with the checkout when you enter the code VITA10. Let's take a quick look at what happened and who this individual is. Let's start out with video number 6. This is an eyewitness talking about what he saw after the attack. Bodies with tire tracks on them.
And I was walking down towards World Trade Center when I'm on West Street walking, and I'm getting ready to cross the street because the light was taking a long time. And I said to myself, wow, this light's taking a long time. All the cars are flying by. So when the light finally changed, I get to the middle of the street. I hear a commotion. I hear a girl screaming, top of her lungs. And I'm like, oh, it's Halloween. Maybe somebody's spooked. But I said, it can't be spooked like that to be screaming the way they're screaming. So when I go back to the sidewalk, I look down and I see a white pickup truck like a couple more blocks down in the bike path. So automatically I know something's wrong. And then as I go down more to where the girl is screaming, I see two gentlemen laying there, and they have tire track marks across them, body. Mm. One guy, you know, you could tell they both weren't here. So while I'm looking to see if anybody else was injured or, you know, maybe somebody needs help. For some reason, I went back that way. I don't know why. I kept walking down, and when I heard more people screaming, running across the bridge over here, I started hearing gunshots, 9 to 10 gunshots. So, and I only seen two cops, and they were ducked down, like, hiding, trying to get out the way. So I'm assuming that the guy that was driving crazy got out, started shooting. That's the only thing I could think of.
So you actually saw the truck coming down the wrong way on the bike path and actually hitting people.
I didn't see them actually hit the people. I seen the
just heard the scream.
Yeah, I heard the girl screaming. She must have seen it, like me and you standing this close together, to make her scream that way.
And did you see when the truck actually came to a stop?
No, I didn't see when it stopped. But when I went down more, I seen a yellow school bus in the middle of Chambers. The whole front, the whole middle was smashed in, and then the pickup truck hit another car, and that's when he stopped, and that's when he got on, I guess, was shooting.
Can you describe that moment? That's obviously preliminary information. We're not sure if he was shooting, but can you describe that moment when the truck actually stopped after going the wrong way on the West Side Highway?
You hear, once all the screaming stopped, you hear the gunshots. I heard 9 to 10 gunshots, and that's when I was, you know, I was ducking out the way because I don't know what's going on. And then you see all the police, all the undercover cops, all the ESU, all of them running this way, because they don't even know what's going on. All they know is shots of fire. They didn't even know the bodies were there. I was like, look, these guys, their bodies are here. They're like, what happened? What happened? I said, a guy was driving down the bike lane, running people over.
And what happened after those shots were fired? You see that man out of the car. What did you see that next?
I see all the police ran that way. All the police were there already, and all the screaming and yelling and running stopped. So I was allowed to walk more down West Street. When I got there, I seen the bus crash. I seen the pickup truck was crashed into another car. What was happening in the middle? I didn't see, the commotion in the middle there.
So you didn't get a glimpse of his demeanor?
I didn't see his face. I didn't see nothing of him.
What are you thinking, knowing what's happened all around the world, seeing that truck go the wrong way?
I thought automatically, this area, I thought it was terrorists. You know, it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It's a nice day. People in the park and somebody driving on the sidewalk. Yeah, I mean, I guess with everything going on in the world, everybody automatically thinks it's a terrorist attack. I'm not sure what's going on. I still don't know what happened. I've just been talking to reporters since it all happened.
And as far as the people that
All right, let's hold it
saw
at that point here. And, of course, we shouldn't jump to any conclusions, as we were told over and over again on social media, people being lectured on social media. Don't jump to any conclusions. You shouldn't assume that this is Islamic terror. You shouldn't assume that this is anything to do with immigration. Shame on you for saying that. And we had all the newspapers telling us he got out shouting Allah Akbar. Well, actually, it was Allahu Akbar, which is saying Allah is greater. But they would translate it as God is great. And we're going to talk about what Jake Tapper and James Clapper are trying to push in the wake of this. But again, what happened? Well, as he got out, and some of the people that he's talking about being run over with that, these were 5 friends from Argentina, 8 people killed, 2 Americans, 1 Belgian woman, and 5 friends from Argentina were those who were killed. We still have one of the children who was hurt in the school bus in critical condition. So we're still waiting to see what the final casualties are on that. That happened about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. A pickup truck rented from a retailer, Home Depot, struck cyclists and pedestrians driving along the West Street, Houston Street path for many blocks, then hit a school bus, injured 2 adults, 2 children on board, came to a halt. The driver jumped out, appearing to hold 2 handguns, but we now find out that these were a paintball gun and a pellet gun. The shots were the shots that were being fired by the police. One officer shot him in the abdomen, and he has now been arrested, and they will be examining him. I heard people saying, well, you know, they don't have a death penalty in New York. And my first response was, send him to Texas. We'll take care of it for you. As a matter of fact, we would have people lined up down the block to be able to take this guy out. But I think it's going to be a federal crime because I think it's terrorism. They put it, it's obviously terrorism. The guy left a note, left his message there. So he'll get his death wish, but it'll be on our terms, on our time frame. And we will make it nice and slow for him. And he'll get his day in court, as it should be. And I think that he will be executed for this terrorist event. If justice is done, he will. And then, of course, we have all of the reports from places like the Daily Mail saying the terrorist new weapon of choice, or many others say now it's vehicle terrorism. Well, no, actually, you know, it's not the vehicles and the trucks that are killing people. They always want to blame the instrument. They always want to say, well, we got to ban vehicles. We got to ban guns. We got to put pylons in areas. We got to block cars out of here. We can't have cars in the city. So ban the cars, take the cars away. Now, why don't you vet these people before you let them in the country? And if you can't vet them, you don't let them come in as immigrants. It's just that simple. We didn't have this problem until you started the massive importation of the Middle East into our country. And of course, Obama wants people that look like him and also hate the country. Like he does.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the InfoWar. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Refresh your breath with Emrex Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gums and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emrex Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
We're not just going to have to end in the next week the BrainForce Plus special, 50% off. I'm going to have to end even sooner our Caveman Ultimate Paleo Bone Broth, Turmeric, Chaga Mushroom, Bee Pollen, and more concentrate. You talk about next level meal replacement, next level compared to whey. And it's great to mix with whey and then make shakes. It's incredible. My son is growing like a weed using it. It's bigger than I am already. 15, incredible. It is amazing. InfoWarsLife.com, 50% off Caveman, but only a few days left. It's about to end. And folks, the globalists hate it when you do this. We're the tip of the spear because we're fearless. We're bold because we understand the stakes are too high. The globalists win. We're all slaves. So don't thank me for what I'm doing. I want to thank you. We're all in this together. And when you get the great Bolon Labe t-shirts, and you get the great books and videos, you're fighting the tip of the spear. Again, visit InfoWarsStore.com today and commit to helping the InfoWar. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're running the biggest special we've ever had for our best-selling product, BrainForce. Now, BrainForce Plus, there's 20% more in each bottle. And we're now purchasing so much of it from the major organic manufacturer here in the United States that we've been able to get it for less. So I'm offering for the first time ever 50% off. And I thought I could offer this for maybe a month. I'm going to have to stop this special within a week because it is blasting out of our warehouse because the fans of it already are stocking up. They know how great it is. A whole bunch of organic, natural, healthy, known nootropics. And if you want good, clean, focused energy, then BrainForce is for you, and you're supporting the broadcast at the same time. It's a good deal at $39. It's $19.96 at InfoWarsLife.com or simply call toll-free 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. It's David Knight.
Keep on dying.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight on this September. It's now November the 1st. It's going very quickly, isn't it? We're going to take a look at who this murderer is. Murderer for Islam. That's his motivation, folks. I'm not putting words in his mouth. Let's take it for what it is. Let's forget about the political correctness here. Let's confront the cold reality of this so we can do something about it. I'm not interested in dancing around this, tap dancing softly, and trying not to hurt anybody's feelings, okay? If Islam wants to reform itself, go for it. We've had a lot of major changes in Christianity in the last 500 years. There should always be a reexamination of what any religion is about, and it's about time that Islam had a reformation. Had a self-examination. And if you guys don't want to be criticized about this stuff, then fix it. Because I'm not going to give you any excuses. I had enough of this. I think all of us have. And I've had enough of the political correctness coming from the left. We need to get serious about this, and we need to do something about this. This is why President Trump was elected. This was the key issue behind President Trump. To make sure that we're going to have borders, or we're going to have a country that we are going to have, that we are not going to let dangerous individuals into our country and then use that as a pretense to take away our freedoms, our liberty, our culture, our legal system. No, we're not going to do that. We're not going to do it. All right, so this is what this guy says. ISIS lives forever. Allahu Akbar. Allah is greater than your God. He's greater than your culture, and I'm going to prove it because I'm going to make an offering here to this God of death, this cult of death, Allah. And that's what he did. Allahu Akbar. The horrific toll is currently 8 dead, at least 15 injured, one child in critical condition. This guy was an Uzbekistan native who had lived in the U.S. for 7 years. He ran 2 trucking companies located in Ohio, some sources say. It's not clear that he's running trucking companies. Most of the, most of the reports that I've seen are saying that he was an Uber driver. I don't know, maybe he's running trucking companies as well. But the guy doesn't speak English. If he does, he speaks just a little bit of it. He's believed to have lived in Ohio, in Florida, and New Jersey since obtaining a green card that enabled him to work in the United States. And he's got a Tampa, Florida driver's license. He's apparently spent a lot of time in Tampa. And we're going to have Lionel joining us later in the broadcast. He's going to join us in the next hour. He lives very close to where this happened in New York. And, of course, Lionel and I both have something in common with this guy. You know, we're from Tampa. Actually, we are not Uzbekistan Muslims. That's the one thing we don't have in common with him. But we spent time in Tampa, and I'm sure that that Lionel understands what's going on at our alma mater. We both went to the same school, University of South Florida. There is a big activist, radical Muslim community there that's attached largely to that university. Care and others. A family friend described this guy as calm, hardworking, says ABC News. They described him as calm and hardworking, while President Trump derided him as sick and deranged. So who do you think is right at this point? Do you think his friends and neighbors are right? Was this guy calm and hardworking? Or was President Trump right? He's sick and deranged. And the neighbors really didn't know him. And neither did the people who let him into our country. And that's really the shame. I'm going to go with President Trump on this. The neighbors say that he didn't speak English around them. They say that his wife always wore a full burqa. That might give you a clue as to what's going on. CBS says an Uber spokesman confirmed to CBS News that he was a driver for them. He'd passed background checks. He'd been banned from the app now. So you cannot get a ride from this guy. I don't think he's at large. Uber has been in contact with the FBI and law enforcement about this. They want to know what Uber knows about this guy. But, of course, they say the FBI, this is ABC News, I'm sorry, CBS News, the FBI and the New York Police Department are no doubt looking into his background. You think they might have done that sooner? Certainly the FBI, certainly Homeland Security. And, again, CBS News says, oh, he shouted Allah Akbar, which is Arabic for God is great. No, it isn't. No, it isn't. Stop putting that lie out. Stop putting that lie out. But here's what you need to know about how this guy got in. And it's from Breitbart. They say this guy entered the U.S. on a diversity visa. Isn't that nice? See, that's one of the reasons that you need to shut down this political correct nonsense, this cultural Marxism. We've got diversity visas now. We don't have enough people who are terrorists. We need to have all groups represented in the United States. We need to have ISIS here. We need to have Islamic terrorists here. We need a diversity visa. And actually, this is something that went back to, drumroll, President Bush. The first President Bush, Bush 41, George H.W. Bush. This was the Immigration Act of 1990. And it was created by Ted Kennedy. All the usual suspects. The bipartisan globalist establishment gave us this, part of the people replacement, and it's just, a diversity visa. And interestingly enough, President Trump and some Republican senators back in August had this as part of the immigration program, saying we've got to end this diversity visa program, and they were excoriated by the mainstream press for saying something like that. So he came in 2010 from Uzbekistan. The diversity visa program is a lottery. and you just lost it if you're an American. You just lost that lottery. It gives out 50,000 visas every year to foreign nationals from a multitude of countries, including those with known terrorist problems like Uzbekistan. Also included are Afghanistan, Algeria, Egypt, Iraq, Lebanon, Libya, Nigeria, Saudi Arabia, Somalia, let that sink in, Syria, ISIS, okay, Trinidad and Tobago. So we got, you know, ISIS is Islamic State in Iraq and Syria, right? So we, of course, are going to put Iraq and Syria on the list of people that we want to come into this country because we need that kind of diversity. We don't have enough terrorists. We need more terrorists. Terrorists are underrepresented in the American demographics. Trump, back in August, along with Senator Tom Cotton and Senator David Perdue, were calling for an end to this diversity visa lottery. Part of the RAISE Act that was introduced in February, endorsed by Trump in August, that would be eliminated altogether. Here's what Senator Cotton said about it. He says, of course, it doesn't serve the national interest. It arbitrarily rewards random foreign nationals with visas to come to the United States. Remember, we have the H-1B visa program. We have the H-2 visa program where they're saying, you know, we don't have enough qualified Americans. We need to bring in people from outside to do menial tasks, you know, because Americans just don't work. We're a lazy lot, and we just can't do the work that they need. That's why all these people are coming to this country, because, you know, who built this country? It wasn't Americans. No. The country that everybody wants to flee to, it's not us. We're lazy, good-for-nothing Americans. That's the kind of stuff that Hamdi Ulukaya, the guy who has Chobani yogurt, said. These are the best workers in the world. I'm bringing these people in because they're the best workers in the world. No, they're cheap workers. They're captive workers for him because they don't speak English. He hires translators, and these people are basically captive to him. And then they're subsidized. He's got all kinds of government subsidization for his labor so he can then sell his Chobani yogurt in school lunch programs because he's buddies with Obama. And then, of course, you know, why wouldn't we let people like him in? Because, you know, he's a foreign national, yet he sits on the New York Fed, making monetary policy for us. How's that? But let's get back to the diversity lottery. As Senator Cotton said, it serves no discernible humanitarian or economic interest. It is a policy that has far outlived its usefulness, and it really doesn't even serve diversity, since Europe is one of the primary users of it. Even in the past, efforts at Amnesty First comprehensive immigration reform, like we saw in 2013 and 2007, most people agree we should get rid of the diversity lottery. But not the press, not the Democrat Party. They don't stand with Americans. They're still doing their diversity lottery. They're still doing their identity politics. I'm David Knight. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get game-changing, amazing products. We've been sold out of DNA Force for almost 4 months. These ingredients are nutraceutical grade, you know, the highest quality, the BioPQQ, all of it. It's 25% off. The truck got in this morning, and it's back, but it is a limited run because of all the testing and all the rest of it. It's the highest quality. Read about what it'll do for you and your family. It is amazing. We also have been sold out for 3 months on Biome Defense Super High Quality Probiotic. It's 25% off. Out of the gates, back in stock, but for a very limited time. So you get the highest quality, the very cleanest stuff out there. We're really, really proud of it. DNA Force and Biome Defense Probiotic. Now back in stock, InfoWarsLife.com. And when you buy products from Globalist, it's an act of trading with the enemy. It is an act of war. It is an act of standing up when you spread the links, the articles, and buy products from us. And then we commit to rampage against the enemy totally.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body.
The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrex Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrex Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now, that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We're going to take a look at the reactions of the press. People like Jake Tapper. James Clapper, the Tapper Clapper brothers, doing their tap dancing around what's really going on here. We're going to take a look at that. We've been looking at what happened, who this guy is, how he got here, and now we're going to take a look at the reactions of the press. But I have a little bit more to tell you about this diversity visa program that brought this guy to our country, made him a legal immigrant, gave him a green card, doesn't speak English for the most part. Not sure if he speaks a little bit. His neighbor said they never heard him speak English. They said he was very friendly and he had a family. Of course, his wife always wore a full burqa. President Trump said he was a deranged lunatic. I think I will go with President Trump's assessment of this. I don't think the other people knew him very well. We got a couple of big sales that are still going and some new ones at InfoWarsStore.com. We have two new sales. We have DNA Force now 25% off, big dollar savings with a 25% discount on that. Also, Biome Defense 50, our probiotic, is now back, 25% off. That's got probiotic cultures from 23 different strains, very important to support your digestion and intestinal functions. We also have Brain Force Plus still on sale, 50% off. I don't know how much longer that's going to last. And we have Silver Bullet, 50% off. That's our colloidal silver. And Winter Sun, our vitamin D supplement, also 50% off. And for a limited time, you can get 16% off vitamin mineral fusion drink. Enter the code at checkout, VITA10. That's VITA10 at checkout to get 16% off of vitamin mineral fusion drink mix. And of course, that's a way to drink your essential vitamins and minerals instead of taking a lot of pills. Great tasting drink mix. Of course, you can make it taste like anything you want. I love to take things
that are liquid, like the vitamin D supplementation and like vitamin mineral fusion drink, because I don't like swallowing a lot of pills. So you can get that now, 16% off with the code VITA10 at checkout. We were just talking about this guy, how he got here, the diversity visa. Let's understand, folks, this guy is the poster child for diversity. The people who died yesterday were sacrificed on the altar of political correctness. Have you had enough? I've had enough. Let's stop this insanity. And of course, the president and some senators introduced a bill to drop the diversity visa lottery program, something given to us by Bush the First and Ted Kennedy. Ted Kennedy's bill. Bush signed it proudly. That goes back to 1990. And people have said, it's time we eliminate this. Back in 1995, civil rights icon Barbara Jordan, Democrat Party, said, this program does not serve the national interests of the American people. We need to end it. And others have said, according to official statements from the State Department, the program is rife with fraud, in part because application standards are so low. Yes, it lets people like this guy in. This guy who has no discernible job skills. He doesn't even speak English. You let this guy in, and again, as I was saying before the break, we have all these H-1, H-2 visa programs where you say, well, we got to have these people come in to take the job of service workers at Disneyland. We know what's going on. Come on. Stop lying to us. Just tell us what you're going to do and just say, hey, we've got the power. You don't. We'll do whatever we want to you. You're slaves. We're going to replace you with cheaper labor, and we're going to bring them here. We're not going to outsource the jobs anymore to Europe or to Asia. We're just going to bring in people who will work on slave wages, and you'll train them and leave your job at Disneyland or wherever. Because, you know, Americans, you're just garbage. They say the program claims to have strict eligibility requirements, but only calls for a high school education or its equivalent or 2 years of work experience within the past 5 years. So if you had work 2 out of the last 5 years, you can come in an occupation that would require at least 2 years of training or experience. But they say the consular officers have no way to verify any of that. They don't know what this person's education background is. Those countries that they're coming from, they don't have, in many cases, they don't keep records. Certainly not these dangerous countries that are on the list. They don't keep records. They say the consular officers and U.S. embassies abroad are spending an inordinate amount of time attempting to determine if the people are who they say they are. They don't even know who these people are, let alone anything about their religious beliefs or their terrorist proclivities. They don't know if they have education or work experience. They can't verify that. They can't verify their identity. They don't know anything about it. And so when President Trump and Senators Cotton and Perdue introduce a bill saying we're going to get rid of the diversity visa lottery, Democrats go crazy. And mainstream media, NBC News, The New York Times, Politico, Washington Post, slam the reforms as, quote, hard line and a poison pill. Let me tell you what's a poison pill. The open border, immigration, people replacement that Barack Obama put in, that's the poison pill. It's the poison pill for the American people. And it is a poison pill now for politicians who support that. And I hope that the Democrats don't get this message. I hope the Washington Post and Politico and the New York Times don't get this message, because I want it to be a poison pill for them. Let them wear this. Let them wear this. Let them go down. All right, let's take a look at CNN's Jake Tapper, Exhibit A here, and what he said about Allahu Akbar. Amazing statement. I'll let you hear it.
Incident. Our understanding is that according to witnesses who police have now talked to, they're telling police that they heard this driver saying, yelling, Allahu Akbar, during this incident, which is now leading authorities to believe that this is as a result, that this is now a terrorism case. And I'm just getting an update now. The FBI is taking over this case, because it appears now that this is terrorism.
The Arabic chant, Allahu Akbar, God is great, sometimes said under the most beautiful of circumstances, and too often we hear of it being said in moments like this. A General Clapper,
Hang on there. Hang on. Pause it right there. Okay. So that's Jake Tapper. First of all, he says, well, you know, it's God is great. No, it isn't. They'll be the first ones to tell you that Allah is not our God. It's not the God of Christianity. It's not the God of Judaism. Allah is a different God. They will be the first ones to tell you that. And what they're saying is their God, Allah, is greater than your God. And they're going to prove it by destroying you, the infidel. It is not a beautiful thing. It is a taunt that they do at their ceremonies. It's just like death to America that they chant in Iran. All right, so then let's go on. So now Tapper throws it to Clapper. And now Clapper is going to give you the solution to all of this. Let's hear what the lying spy has to say.
You had afternoons like the one that the director of national
intelligence. He nodded in agreement. Oh, yeah. Allahu Akbar. That's a wonderful thing.
What goes
yeah.
through your mind, uh-huh. and what are the actions that you're ordering the intelligence agencies to take?
Well, one incident that is very indelible to me that comes to mind was the Boston Marathon attack. And, of course, the first reports, as we've seen here very graphically, all is some confusion and inconsistency. One key thing, I think, though, will happen is whether this person was on anyone's radar scope, either the FBI and or NYPD. And then, of course, the question is, well, how intrusive should law enforcement and or intelligence be? And whatever.
Hold it right there. Hold it right there. See how he worked that in? Well, was anybody watching him? Was anybody watching him? And then the question is going to be, well, how intrusive should law enforcement be? This is the guy who lied to the American public, who lied when Ron Wyden asked him, are you spying on the American public? No, we're not doing that. Couldn't look him in the eye. Couldn't look the American public in the eye. This liar, James Clapper, is now going to use this, as they always do, to say, well, see, you know, if we just had more intrusive surveillance of the American people, and we just get rid of this whole notion of search warrants for anything, which they have done, quite frankly. Yeah, they're not restrained by anything in the law. They're not restrained by anything in the Constitution, but they do want to have it put in writing. So they have this kind of, just kind of like Hayden said when he was talking to the students of Washington and Lee. So I didn't have Section 215. That was such a safe haven. I was doing it on the order of the president. See, now, he knows, as well as you and I do, if you think about this, that he could go to jail for violating the law. He could go to jail for doing things that are against the law and against the Constitution, strictly on the order of the president. We've had people, that's happened to, just ask the people who work for Richard Nixon, the guy who said, if the president does it, it's not illegal. Well, it still is. It still is. The president, we don't live under a dictatorship. Well, actually we do. But there still is the law there. That at some point, we're going to have the people rise up and we're going to lock up the people like Clapper and like Hayden, who constantly violate the law, and then try to convince us that we need to change the law so that they can get amnesty for their criminal acts. We're not going to give you amnesty for your criminal acts. We're going to stop it, and we're going to stop you. Stay with us. I'm David Knight. We'll be right back. Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullies. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberalists. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the Second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com. You're listening to Real News with David Knight. In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. We're going to play some clips for you from MSNBC. If you thought that that Tapper and Clapper exchange was amazing, what Jake Tapper said, you won't believe what MSNBC panelists said about Allahu Akbar, about some other issues here. So we're going to play that for you, but we're going to do it in the next segment. This is the top of the hour, and we got our radio stations are carrying news. So I want to update this when we're talking about James Clapper and his push, immediately turning this into a push for, well, it's not clear how much we know about this guy. So I think when we talk about surveillance being too intrusive, just remember, surveillance can save you from this. Well, no, it can't. We see over and over again that it doesn't save us from this. And we see in foreign countries, they'll always come out because they don't want to look like they didn't know anything. And I'm sure they will come out and say, yeah, he was on our radar, but, got away from us that day. They'll say, yeah, we knew all about him, but we didn't do anything. So they're kind of in this situation. Did they know and not do anything about it? Or did they not know? Well, maybe they're going to take the approach that, well, we didn't know enough about him, and so we have to have more of a surveillance state. That's why you need to get behind Rand Paul and Ron Wyden, the guy that James Clapper lied to his face, saying we're not spying on the American public. They are. And they want to get permanent authorization for the parts of the Patriot Act that they claim give them the ability, even though the Constitution clearly says they don't have the authority. But they claim that the Patriot Act and certain sections of it give them the authority to do dragnet surveillance on Americans. They don't. The FISA Act made that clear. Said you cannot even surveil without a search warrant. You can't even surveil foreign citizens on U.S. soil. The FISA Act said you can only, you, the CIA, the NSA, you can only surveil foreign citizens on foreign soil. You have to have a search warrant for anything else. They don't care. And so you need to get behind this act by telling your elected representatives that you don't want this reauthorized. And so sign up to that. I did a report on that the other day. Let them know because, you know, the legislators don't like people spying on them. Let me give you an example of this. Somebody is spying on Florida legislatures. Legislator says TampaBay.com. They said for at least 3 days in the final week of the 2017 legislative session, a covert surveillance camera recorded the comings and goings of legislators and lobbyists who were living on the sixth floor of a condominium near the Capitol. See, they don't like it when they're spied on. They don't like it when the government's not doing the spying. And what was behind all of this was there was a guy who was a Republican, and he got booted out for some things that he said. And so he wanted to get even and get some dirt on some of the Democrats who had got him booted out. So he hired a private detective agency to get dirt on these guys. And so he put the surveillance camera there. They found the surveillance camera. They basically tracked it back to these people and said, yeah, we had a, he told me that he was putting private investigators on legislative people that he thought were at fault for his demise. So it's political vengeance. Do you think that the surveillance state, as highly politicized as it is against President Trump, you don't think that they do stuff like that for vengeance? Absolutely they do. And this is what is happening to us. They'll go after the interesting people, as Hayden says. Not the bad people, but the interesting people. The people that are their political enemies. That is the most insidious part of it. And that's why it has to be stopped. Here's another example. Remember the story about the Utah nurse? You saw her get roughed up because she said, I need to see your warrant to do something to this patient who was unconscious. And it turned out the patient was a police officer who had been hit by a drunk driver. And she said, he's either got to be under arrest or you got to have a search warrant. And then the cop that was there, who it turned out was actually a paramedic, a part-time paramedic, He roughed her up, put her in handcuffs and roughed her up. Well, she is now settled for $500,000. And it took several months for that video to come out. It was something that happened, but they kept it for a long time going public. Then it went viral. They fought her on the release of that footage, that body cam footage. And so she's going to use that $500,000 to fund an initiative to help Utah residents gain access to police body cam footage at no charge. That's the way you get back at these people. We have to understand our privacy is important. Theirs isn't when they're on the job. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. And I want to get back to the mainstream media. We played Jake Tapper and his reaction saying, Allahu Akbar. It's such a beautiful thing. It's a shame that it gets used in situations like this. And it's like, if you understood anything about this, and I don't think that he's ignorant. I think he's misleading the American public. If he understood what the meaning of that is, as I said, Allah is not God. They will be the first to tell you that their Allah is different from your God. And what they're saying is that their God, Allah, is greater than your God. And so it is not a beautiful thing. At the very least, it is a taunt, but it is the war cry of terrorists. And yet we have the political correct media, the political correct social media telling us, don't jump to any conclusions. And we just saw this guy run down innocent people, murdering them, and then jumping out, Allahu Akbar. Don't jump to any conclusions that this is Islamic terror. It's vehicle terror. That's what the Daily Caller called it. They said, vehicle terror becomes the new norm. No, Islamic terror becomes the new norm. Let's stop the political correctness. Language matters. And even if you say, well, it's implied that, we're just talking about it as an instrument. No, it matters. Because what you're doing is you're deflecting this away from the true source. Let's confront the reality with our eyes wide open. Let's not try to dodge this. Let's not try to put a soft spin on this. Let's understand what this truly is and call it what it is. Now, here's a guy who can't call it what it is. An MSNBC panelist. And let's run this clip from this is Malcolm Nance on MSNBC.
Say, I'm going to do this rather than drive a car down a street with nobody on it. I'm going to drive over people the intestinal evil to be able to keep driving after you've hit the first person. That requires some real evil. But your thoughts.
Well, you're absolutely right. It is evil. And what it is you are seeing the physical manifestation of a cult ideology. And what you're seeing is not Islam whatsoever. None of this is condoned, including, sacrificing and getting yourself killed at the end of a terrorist attack. None of that is Islamic. It's anti-Islamic. And what you're seeing is these people have created a belief system in which mass murder, as we saw in 9/11 and as we've seen all throughout the Middle East, they kill more Muslims than anyone else, where mass murder is their act of worship. And that's just cultism. And there's virtually no way to stop it once it gets in the mind of one individual unless he enunciates it or communicates it electronically.
Well, we just have received...
Okay, so it's anti-Islamic. Well, I don't know about that. I didn't see him attacking a mosque. You know what? The problem is that we call these people Islamic fundamentalists. Why do we do that? You know, Christian fundamentalist is somebody who takes the Bible literally and tries to obey it literally. An Islamic fundamentalist is somebody who takes the Quran literally. And the people who say, well, I'm a Muslim, but I'm a moderate, these are the people who are cultural Muslims. And they're not trying to live by their book. And so what Islam needs to do, and it's their problem, not mine, I don't really care. I'm not going to debate the fine points of their religion with them. I'm beyond that. I don't really care about their politically correctness. I don't care about their deflection, saying, well, this isn't true Islam. Well, why doesn't true Islam do something about it? I don't see them doing anything about this. I don't see an Islamic reformation that is going to redefine this in terms of intellectual ideas. And then we have this clip. We put this out again, deflecting this away from Islam and even deflecting it towards a Catholic. Also, MSNBC. Let's play that clip.
One of the largest number of Uzbek populations in Salafist terrorism in South Asia and the Middle East, even in Syria. But until we do get real hard intelligence on this individual, these are a little preemptive. And, you know, I know that's going to be tied into politics and immigration at some point, but, you know, the guy has been here since 2010. We saw the same problem that happened with the Tsarnaev brothers in Boston. These people self-radicalized, and it could have been an American who was formerly Catholic 2 weeks ago,
as easily as
it was a person from South Asia.
All right, cue the American Carol, because this is, and when you listen to this clip, because there is a reference in there to, well, now we got to take off all of our underwear at the airport because of the underwear bomber. This is a movie that came out in July of 2008. The underwear bomber, as we pointed out with the interview of Kurt Haskell, the guy who witnessed this guy being put on a plane. You know, in the middle of winter, he doesn't have a jacket. He's dressed in a t-shirt and jeans. He looks like he's kind of out of it on drugs or drunk or something. And a guy, a very sharp-dressed guy in a suit, he said, looked like an Indian individual. He gets him on the plane. He doesn't have a passport either. Doesn't have a coat. It's not dressed. It's like, he doesn't look like he belongs with this guy. And they get him on the plane. The person at the desk said, no, he can't board without a passport. Well, who can I talk to? So he goes back and he talks to somebody, and then they get him on. And this is the underwear bomber. And so this is what they use to get body scanners in. We don't have to, at this point, take off our underwear and go through naked. But it's getting pretty close to that. And they have now stepped up, even under Trump. Trump is way too far into the law enforcement court. He errs on the side of law enforcement and not on individual rights. And so now they're stepping up the procedures at the airport, stepping up the invasive body pat downs, if you want to call it a pat down. I don't think it's a pat down anymore. I think they've gone beyond that. But just as you hear this, and as they put this stuff in, it's part of this parody, but this guy says, you know, he could have been a Catholic who just changed. Who knows? I mean, you know, don't say anything about Islam. And in this movie, American Carol, they have a guy who is, looks like Michael Moore, another one who looks like Rosie O'Donnell, and they're talking to Bill O'Reilly, and they're making all kinds of excuses, and they put together a film showing radical Christians. Here's that clip.
The civilized world braces itself for an onslaught of death and destruction brought on by radical
and
Christians.
You've got a couple of priests who are spray painting a camera so you can't see it. They break into the airport of the airplane cockpit. They've got a cross. And they start attacking people with a cross, beating the pilot.
Jesus! Hail Mary, full of grace!
That's a nun on a bus.
72 virgins, here I come!
She explodes herself.
Price for the increased security needs caused by the actions of radical Christians.
But I hate having to take these off.
Now the airport.
Yeah, ever since that Christian hit explosives in the bottom of his shoes.
Sorry, you can't take this on the plane. I'll have to confiscate this.
A tube of toothpaste?
Yep, no liquids ever since the Christians tried to bomb that plane with smuggled nitroglycerin. And I can take this as well, thank you.
Yay. Please remove all articles of underclothing.
Oh, brother.
Ever since the underwear bomber.
The radical Christian underwear bomber.
All items of underclothing must be placed flat in the trays.
Damn those Christians.
Yipes! My God!
Ma'am, if you had extra bleach, you might have a shot of getting those stains out.
Hey!
These people are stripping down naked to go through. They gotta take their underwear off.
Ever since the suppository
rectal exams.
The Episcopal suppository bomber.
Because of the Episcopal suppository bomber. See, that's what we are living with. But we got to pretend that, you know, people like this guy was saying, this is not Islam. It has nothing to do with Islam. This guy could have been a Catholic. Absolutely amazing. Straight out of a satire parody that was done, I'll mention again, a year and a half before the real underwear bomber. And there they have people stripping down and taking their clothes off. By the way, that gets very low reviews on Internet Movie Database because it's being reviewed by liberal Hollywood, or I should say Harveywood types. That is an excellent film. If you haven't seen it, you should see it. Same people that did Airplane. And they really tear apart this political correctness, which is killing us. Those people who died, as I'll say it again, they died on the altar of political correctness. It's time to stop that. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense Probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullies. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the Second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com. You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're going to take a look at some more of the shooting. Truck driver. We're also going to take a look at the Vegas shooting. I was just looking at that article. And, of course, we had Shepard Ambulus from IntelliHub on yesterday with Alex Jones talking about some amazing research that he's done there. And we're going to break that down for you. If you haven't heard that, it is amazing what they have found about the Las Vegas shooting relating to helicopters there that they think have extracted people right after the shooting stopped. And it is not something that just one individual would be involved in. So we're going to tell you about that in just one moment. Before we do, real quickly, I want to let you know about the sales we have at InfoWarsStore.com. It's what supports our operation and things that support your health. Some of our most popular products, BrainForce Plus, 50% off. SuperMale Vitality, 30% off. Anthroplex, 50% off. And we have Silver Bullet and Winter Sun, part of our, I guess you could say, our winter special, helping you to fight infection. Silver Bullet, our colloidal silver, 50% off. And Winter Sun, our vitamin D supplement, helping to build your immune system, as well as to help to build your bones, help you to assimilate calcium and to assimilate nutrients so that in case you've got muscles that are aching severely. That's one of the signs of vitamin D deficiency. Not just depression in the wintertime or lack of sunlight, but also people who have a vitamin D deficiency have more bone issues for their age. And so a lot of people who are supplementing with calcium to try to strengthen their bones, strengthen their joints, that's not going to be very effective if you have a vitamin D deficiency. You're not going to be able to assimilate calcium that you're taking if you don't have vitamin D. Also, a couple of new sales. We have InfoWars Life Biome Defense 50. That's our probiotic, is now 25% off. That's live probiotic cultures from 23 different strains known to support digestion and the intestinal functions. Also, DNA Force is now 25% off. That's a very big savings. And finally, you can get 16% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix. That's a wide variety of vitamins and minerals that you can take in a drink formula. You can just mix that with water. It's great tasting. Or you can mix it with something else, fruit juice or something. And you don't have to swallow a lot of pills. You can get 16% off with the code VITA10 at checkout. That's 16% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at checkout when you enter the code VITA10. Well, one of the reactions that President Trump had, and I just played the clips for you, of this MSNBC panelist. His name is Malcolm Nance. First he was saying, you know, this isn't Islam. This is anti-Islam. You know, this guy could have been a Catholic. And I played for you American Carol. And remember, that was done around the 4th of July, 2008. And the people who put that together, the people behind airplane, I should say, and the parodies of that, the Naked Gun parodies, very funny. Got a very low rating because, again, the ratings on Internet Movie Database are put there by people typically who are in Hollywood, and they don't like conservative films. But it is a great satire of political correctness. And as you saw that, they're deflecting it to Catholics. They had people going through the airport. They said, well, you know, it's because of those that Christian shoe bomber. Now we got to take our shoes off. Well, it's because of that Christian underwear bomber. Now we got to take off our pants and our underwear and go through naked. We got the naked body scanners is what we wound up getting. And, of course, we exposed that as a false flag. If you haven't seen Kurt Haskell's interview with me, and we did it last week, and we related it to the Vegas shooting. You need to see that. You need to understand that they put this false flag through so they could sell their body scanners. And this is moving out of the airports now. One of the things that's being talked about with this is like, we're going to have to shut down the movement of cars in the cities. We're going to have scanners at private areas. This is being put out by consultants, security consultants. They're saying this. So now they're going to take the TSA stuff out of the airports, and they're going to put it everywhere in your life, every public area, every public event, every shopping center. We've already seen it in places like Orlando. They're putting it there. And, of course, the people in the movie were even getting rectal exams because of the Episcopal suppository bomber. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, maybe he had somebody that maybe there were some connections with the CIA with that Episcopal suppository bomber. Who knows? But President Trump has said, being politically correct is fine, but not for this. He says, I've just ordered Homeland Security to step up our already extreme vetting program. Good. That's the thing that needs to be fixed. We need to make sure that we don't recruit these people and bring them in on a diversity immigration visa lottery, which is, I'm not making this up. This is a real thing. This is how this terrorist got in. We've got diversity lotteries, bringing people in from countries and a long list of countries that I read to you that are on the terrorist list. Places that ISIS is very involved in. Places that we're at war with. Afghanistan or Iraq, Syria, so forth. All those people, they get, you know, we just want to have more people come in. We don't have any way to vet them. We don't know what their identity is even. And certainly we don't know if they've got any job skills. We don't require that they speak English. None of this stuff is a requirement. We want diversity. We want more terrorists. Give us ISIS. That's what we want on our streets because that gives us our surveillance police state. So President Trump says we're going to step up our already extreme vetting program. Being politically correct is fine, but not for this. Well, no, I don't support political correctness at any time. It's nothing but cultural Marxism. It is a tool that has always been used to control people, to censor free speech, to push an agenda, to take control of the language. That's what it's about. And again, at the bottom of this article, Daily Mail, the Arabic slogan, he shouts, translates roughly to God is great. How many times are we going to see this? I am so sick and tired of every report from mainstream media saying that. The only people that told the truth about it, interestingly enough, were the BBC. You know, they know who these guys are. Let's go to the video that smeared Republicans, part of the Virginia gubernatorial race. And again, when you look at this video, there was a very controversial video, but now just as this is being pulled because of what really happened, you see how the Democrats, and in this case, the Latino Victory Project, takes reality and spins it on its head, just like we saw with American Dream. Oh, no, it's not the Islamic terrorists. It's those Christian white people. And this is the video that the Latino Victory Project put out to attack the Republican governor. They got a girl in a hijab. And, oh, Confederate flag flying from the back of a truck. There we go. And a Don't Tread on Me sticker. And a white guy. Now he's going to run down these Hispanic and Islamic people.
Run!
Run. Run. We got a redneck trucker. White redneck trucker coming at us. Zoom in on that bumper sticker. Don't tread on me.
Run, run, run!
Oh, Muslim girl with a backpack and hijab. She's running. Okay, bearing down on him. No matter how many alleys I go down, he's still coming after them. Oh, the dreamer. The dreamer wakes up. That was a nightmare.
Is this what Donald Trump and Ed Gillespie mean by the American dream? Latino Victory Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertisement.
Okay, the Latino Victory Fund. Maybe that's the people, La Raza, which means the race. Their race above every other race. And you know what? It's caused his fundraising, the Republican that they attacked, it's caused his fundraising to triple. Triple. How's that? People know what you're about. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
You go to InfoWarsStore.com and get game-changing, amazing products. We've been sold out of DNA Force for almost 4 months.
His ingredients are nutraceutical grade, you know, the highest quality, the BioPQQ, all of it. It's 25% off. The truck got in this morning, and it's back, but it is a limited run because of all the testing and all the rest of it. It's the highest quality. Read about what it'll do for you and your family. It is amazing. We also have been sold out for 3 months on Biome Defense, super high quality probiotic. It's 25% off. Out of the gates, back in stock, but for a very limited time. So you get the highest quality, the very cleanest stuff out there. We're really, really proud of it. DNA Force and Biome Defense Probiotic, now back in stock, InfoWarsLife.com. And when you buy products from Globalist, it's an act of trading with the enemy. It is an act of war. It is an act of standing up when you spread the links, the articles, and buy products from us. And then we commit to rampage against the enemy totally. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're running the biggest special we've ever had for our best-selling product, Brain Force. Now, Brain Force Plus, there's 20% more in each bottle. And we're now purchasing so much of it from the major organic manufacturer here in the United States that we've been able to get it for less. So I'm offering for the first time ever 50% off. And I thought I could offer this for maybe a month. I'm going to have to stop this special within a week because it is blasting out of our warehouse because the fans of it already are stocking up. They know how great it is. A whole bunch of organic, natural, healthy, known nootropics. And if you want good, clean, focused energy, then Brain Force is for you, and you're supporting the broadcast at the same time. It's a good deal at $39. It's $19.96 at InfoWarsLife.com or simply call toll-free 888-253-3139. We're not just going to have to end in the next week the Brain Force Plus special, 50% off. I'm going to have to end even sooner our Caveman Ultimate Paleo Bone Broth, Turmeric, Chaga Mushroom, Bee Pollen, and more concentrate. You talk about next-level meal replacement, next-level compared to whey. And it's great to mix with whey and then make shakes. It's incredible. My son is growing like a weed using it. He's bigger than I am already. 15, incredible. It is amazing. InfoWarsLife.com, 50% off Caveman, but only a few days left. It's about to end. And folks, the globalists hate it when you do this. We're the tip of the spear because we're fearless. We're bold because we understand the stakes are too high. The globalists win. We're all slaves. So don't thank me for what I'm doing. I want to thank you. We're all in this together. And when you get the great Bolon Labe t-shirts, you get the great books and videos, you're fighting the tip of the spear. Again, visit InfoWarsStore.com today and commit to helping the InfoWar.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. It's November the 1st, 2017. We've been talking for a while about who this guy was, what he did, and the way the mainstream media has reacted to it. Trying to spin Allahu Akbar. Oh, it's a beautiful thing. It's unfortunately sometimes used in situations like this. Telling us that it was anti-Islam. Telling us it could have been Catholics who did something like this. It's on and on and on. And then telling us, oh, well, you got to watch out now. Vehicles, you know, vehicles are going to have to be controlled now. Just like they control us at the airports.
They're now going to try to control us everywhere we go. That's in the making of this. And, of course, that was a big part of what's going on in Vegas. I'm absolutely convinced of that. I can't prove it. But let's just say I'm going to go with my gut feeling on this. And we're going to tell you, review, some of the things that have come out in the last couple of days about Vegas. It still keeps looking phonier and phonier, folks. And we have some amazing research that was done by IntelliHub. The individual who did this, who runs IntelliHub, Shepard Ambulus, was on with Alex Jones yesterday on the radio. If you haven't seen that, you need to see it. But I'm going to give you a summary of his article in just one moment. But I want to say a couple of more things about radical Islam. Go back to this story that came out the last couple of weeks about a Canadian man and his American wife, and she was pregnant at the time. He took her to Afghanistan because he wanted to help the Taliban. He had this idealist notion, just like these people who were making excuses for Islam. Oh, that's not real Islam. I want to get to real Islam. I want to go hang out with the Taliban. I want to help them. And they killed his baby that his wife was pregnant with. They were kept in captivity for years. And she was raped. She was tortured. She gave birth to three children in captivity. I don't know if they're his kids or not. And they come back, and he's a Canadian. She's an American citizen. He did not. He was very careful to not get a flight that would bring him back into America, because the Americans were going to question him about what he was doing there, I'm sure. But they went into Canada because, you know, the Canadians are very politically correct about that. They're very understanding about people who are radical Islamic sympathizers, like this idiot whose kids and wife were tortured, killed. His baby was killed, his wife tortured, raped. This is a metaphor for what the left will do to us in their stupidity, their politically correct stupidity. This is what's going to happen to America if we let them do this. They're going to rape us. They're going to kill our children. And this guy is Exhibit A. His kids are now adapting to life in the West. They're afraid of other people. They're hiding in the closet. No, no, it's okay. You're not in a Muslim area now, so you can come out of the closet. The people here aren't going to beat you. And she said while she was in captivity, the only thing that helped her to get through was to remember her happy times in America. That was the thing that she kept going back to. She said, she told the New York Daily Record in Pennsylvania, or the York Daily Record in Pennsylvania, that her fond memories from home had helped her to cope during her time as an Islamic hostage. Her husband, her idiot husband, takes her there and exposes her and the family to that. But I want to take a look at the other direction. Let's take a look at this story from the Washington Post. And this goes back to October 24th. Maryland Development is under fire for selling homes only to Muslims. Only to Muslims. Say, dueling legal complaints and allegations of Islamophobia. See, if you complain that they're violating the fair housing law by discriminating against people because of their religion, that makes you Islamophobic. See, you shouldn't. They can discriminate. And how dare you criticize them and say, you know, we have rules in our country and we have equal housing rules in this country and you're violating those. You're Islamophobic. So this is a group, it's a 46-year-old guy who is a infectious disease doctor. He immigrated from Pakistan, and he teamed up with a different developer to build a retirement community for older Muslims. This is adherence, and I'm not sure how you pronounce their branch of Islam. They preach tolerance, don't they all? It is a religion of peace, after all. They all preach tolerance. And they face repression from other Muslims around the world, don't they all? They want to kill each other as much as they want to kill you, because they consider their fellow Muslims who aren't part of their little narrow sect to be infidels as well. And they have to kill all the infidels. So all the Muslims are killing each other. And so they wanted to come up with a community of 49 spacious brand new homes for these Ahmadi Muslims. And they were going to have a dedicated mosque within walking distance. The language was later removed from their website talking about that. It was replaced with an update that touted, well, we'll only have an audio feed from an adjacent mosque for the daily call to prayer. And then they removed that language also. They planned to market only to Muslims. And it proved successful. They had 22 of the 49 units sold within months. And they even had to hold a lottery. Oh, maybe kind of a diversity lottery? No, no, no. That's what the American government does. These Muslims, they don't want diversity. They held a lottery amongst their fellow Ahmadi Muslims, their little narrow sect. A real estate agent is the one who filed a complaint with the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. She said, you are unlawfully privately marketing and selling only to Ahmadi Muslims. She said, well, I don't really care that they're Muslims, you know, because that would make her evil in the eyes of the press. She would get social media, would be hating her. They would boycott her business. They would shut her down. So she has to kowtow to the notion that, oh, I don't have a problem with these people who have a problem with me. I don't have a problem with these people who have a problem with an open and free society. I just don't like the fact that I can't earn a commission if I can't sell their homes because they're going to be privately marketing this. So I want to, and she said also, lenders will be cut out of selling interest rate or selling mortgages because Islamic law will not allow them to have interest rates. They have laws against usury, and any interest rate, according to them, is usury. So you see what they're doing here? They're not just making this selective just for their little narrow sect of Muslims, but they're also starting to invoke Sharia law. Yes, yes. No houses here that are financed by banks. They said the leading problem on this project is housing discrimination. Said a Maryland official, we really don't need a group of people coming in that's going to isolate themselves from the rest of the community. Come in and do an end run around the state, around federal, around county laws. It's not a good way to start out as a good neighbor. Yeah, it's just not neighborly, is it? Why don't we just say that should be the basis of our immigration policy? That's the basis of our immigration policy. All right, we've got about 2 minutes left, so I'm going to get into this Vegas stuff, try to get as far into it as I can. We just had a press conference the last day or so. New information from the Las Vegas Police Department, who had gone silent, not giving us any new information. They just came out and said, oh, by the way, something new has come up. We have to admit that there was a gunshot that was fired in the hotel suite. And a Las Vegas police officer accidentally fired a gun inside the Mandalay Bay mass shooter's suite during the investigation, they say. Oh, that's kind of interesting, isn't it? Nobody was struck. Didn't hit this guy who's laying dead on the floor. No, that wasn't our gunshot. It happened. We're investigating it, just like we do with any officer-involved use of force. The round or rounds, oh, now it may be more than one. They're not really sure. Was it one shot? Was it more than one shot? They still don't know. He says it was not in the same room where the gunman Stephen Paddock was found dead, said Sheriff Lombardo. Paddock booked adjoining suites connected by a door, and it was in one of those other places. So it had nothing to do with him being dead. And, yeah, we had shot go off, but we're not sure exactly how many shots. Here we are. How many weeks later? This is just coming out. And they're not sure how many shots. Well, when we come back from break, I'm going to play something even more amazing. This research about flight records that indicate a covert helicopter rooftop exfiltration may have taken place just minutes after the shooting stopped in Las Vegas. Isn't that interesting? From IntelliHub, we'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that's in it. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And, folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, to the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. Going to get into the story about the covert helicopters at the Vegas shooting. Amazing story by IntelliHub. And, of course, he was on yesterday with Alex Jones on the radio show. I'm going to give you a summary, a quick summary of this article. Very amazing research done by IntelliHub. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you of some of the sales we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got a couple of new sales. We have DNA Force, 25% off, and that is a big dollar savings. Take advantage of that while it's 25% off, because each one of these batches that uses BioPQQ costs us about $30,000. It's very difficult to produce, very expensive to produce. And 25% off is a big savings. What is this about? Well, DNA Force helps to protect the health of your telomeres. You know, think about a shoelace, right? And you've got a little cap on the end of your shoelace. As that cap comes off, what's going to happen to your shoelace? It's going to unravel. Well, you have a similar thing on your DNA strands. They're called telomeres. And people have been able to look at the length of someone's telomeres and actually predict their life expectancy, because what happens is, it gradually degrades over a period of time. And if you allow that to degrade, your DNA strands start to unravel. That's the simple analogy of what's happening with that. So they can look at it and say, well, you know, look at this. The strands in the DNA are starting to get down this rate, so we can kind of predict when they're going to disappear. And at that point, you began to disappear. You literally become unraveled, I guess you could say, with the DNA. It's a very important thing. There's a lot of research that has been done.
You can see the information about it on InfoWarsStore.com. A lot of information, a lot of research has been done into BioPQQ. A lot of research. I think it's 160, 170 different studies that have been done on that. Now, 25% off. We also have BrainForce Plus, 50% off. Anthroplex, 50% off. Silver Bullet, our colloidal silver, 50% off. And Winter Sun, vitamin D supplement, 50% off. And you can get 16% off of Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, a great way to get your essential vitamins and minerals in a simple-to-take drink mix that tastes great. You don't have to swallow a lot of pills. Just use Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink, and you can get 16% off of that right now if you put in the code VITA10 at checkout. That's 16% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at checkout when you enter the code VITA10. All right, let's get to this article about what some of the suspicious things that were discovered by IntelliHub. It says flight records indicate a covert helicopter rooftop exfil, an exfiltration, removing somebody, may have taken place just minutes after the massacre. Flight records and information obtained by IntelliHub show that at least one assailant may have been extracted via helicopter for a 10:21 p.m. exfil from the southwest rooftop of the Delano Hotel just 4 minutes before Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department helicopter, and he gives the serial number, arrived in the vicinity for the first time since shots were fired at crowdgoers attending the Route 91 Harvest Music Festival around 10:05, as the timeline indicates. This is very detailed, folks. Very detailed research that he did into this. Even more disturbing is the fact that the aircraft's transponder was transmitting the call sign SWA-4119. It's a call sign that was registered to a Southwest Airlines Boeing 737 passenger jet with a tail number, and he gives it. I'm not going to go into all this detail for you. But here's the important point. The Southwest airline flight was scheduled to depart Tulsa at 2 in the afternoon and arrive in Las Vegas at about 3 in the afternoon. So it's 14:10, which is about 2:10 in the afternoon, arrive in Las Vegas local time about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. But it was somehow delayed for over 7 hours. Giving that code a new arrival time of 10:22. So it doesn't make sense that because the craft was headed north and was too close to the airport to be aligned with any of the runways. So why would that be there? They say, you see, the aircraft that was displaying that call signal between 10:21 and 10:22 that showed up on the radar for the first time at 10:21 cannot be a passenger jet. Why? Because the actual flight data confirms the aircraft slowed to a stop. It slowed to a stop. So here they're using the call letters of a Southwest Airlines flight that was delayed for 7 hours. And then that would put it around there about that time. And they got a transponder with that information on, okay? And then they see as they're following it, it slows to a stop. Then it changes direction abruptly. Passenger planes don't do that. You can't stop a passenger plane and then change direction. It changed abruptly to a due north heading before proceeding to hover over the Delano for a very specific spot for approximately 1 minute. In fact, a helicopter, because its jet simply can't hover or change speed and direction with such intensity, said this means that the operators of the craft were intentionally transmitting a fictitious call sign before they went dark altogether, invisible on the radar. Then to top it off, the October 1st flight data for Southwest Airlines is showing inconsistencies. And so he goes through all this. It's a very detailed article. I'm not going to read it to you on the radio, but you get the idea. You've got suspicious dealings. You've got a delayed flight. This is not something that would happen with a lone wolf shooter, is it? And as I just mentioned, we had the Las Vegas police say, now it appears that we've got a weapon that was fired inside the suite. We're looking into this, and we'll give you updates on it, but don't worry. It didn't have anything to do with him, and it wasn't fired exactly in that room. And when we find out just how many shots it was, we'll let you know. And you can trust them. Whatever they tell you, no matter how many times they change it, no matter how impossible or improbable, you know, impossible, like a Southwest Airlines jet stopping, hovering, and then abruptly changing direction. You know, yeah, could be, because they tell us so, right? And you just listen to your government, obey your government. Don't question anything that they tell you. Don't question it. You know, even if it's impossible, don't question it. They come up with an impossible conclusion, impossible details, and tell us that we're conspiracy theorists if we question. Don't have an idea as to what happened with this, but, you know, if you question the impossible, then a real investigation begins with questions. A real investigation doesn't shut down questions. A real investigation begins with questions, and then you start to rule out the impossible. You start to rule out people who don't have opportunity, things that can't happen, people who don't have motive. They don't have a motive for this guy. They're bragging about how they're going to examine his brain in microscopic detail. Uh-huh. Okay. Let's talk about the Inquisition by Mueller. And very troubling things are coming out as we look at this. There's a lot of fear on K Street because they say all this stuff about not registering as a foreign agent. Nobody on K Street has really followed that law to the letter. So we're all in jeopardy, aren't we? So there's a lot of panic about that. There is a law that is decades old that they're charging him with violating. It's only been used 6 times. It shows you how deeply Mueller is digging. And out of those 6 times, they were only able to get a conviction once. So he's getting desperate. He actually got Manafort's lawyer to testify against him. This is an inquisition, folks. And there was an article on the LA Times by Douglas Kamiec, I guess is the way you pronounce his name, K-M-I-E-C, how Trump could stop the Russian investigation on constitutional grounds. This is very similar to what Jerome Corsi was saying about how, hey, look, you can stop these Obamacare subsidies on constitutional grounds. It was illegal. It never went through the process that they have to go through to fund anything. And it was declared illegal by a judge, so just stop the appeal. Well, let's take a look at this. What he is saying here in this editorial, he says, is the post a special counsel, a Department of Justice administrative creation itself, constitutional? He says, to begin with, the role cannot be justified by the Supreme Court's 8-1 approval of an earlier independent counsel law. That law was passed in 1978 and it expired in 1999. So let me give you the summary here. We've got a law that has expired and we have a special investigator, Robert Mueller, who is not even following the expired law. And he is somebody who, if he was following the law, he would recuse himself. Because now he is implicated in collusion to cover up an illegal purchase of uranium in the Uranium One process. It was his FBI that was investigating for 15 months before that took place. It was his FBI that shut the guy up. And then last year, under Comey, the FBI threatened him with jail term or worse if he exposed any of this. So there's multiple reasons for Comey to not only be taken out, but to be investigated himself. The law has expired. It expired in 1999 and with good reason. He says the high court's lone dissenter in that 8-1 approval for the special counsel law was Antonin Scalia. And everybody said, yeah, actually, you know, he had the better argument. And Congress let the law expire just as he reasoned. He said it made it too easy to falsely call one's political opponent a crook, and both Republicans and Democrats were very happy to see that law be sunset. Under that law, independent counsels were appointed by a special 3-judge panel of the U.S. Court of Appeals. That didn't happen. Under that law, that was done only after the Attorney General conducted a preliminary investigation based on specific credible information about the alleged wrongdoing. That didn't happen either. You see what's happening? There is no law. I am the law. The law is in my mouth. Bring me the man, I'll find the crime. Stay with us. I'm David Knight.
We're not just going to have to end in the next week the Brain Force Plus special, 50% off. I'm going to have to end even sooner our Caveman Ultimate Paleo Bone Broth, Turmeric, Chaga Mushroom, Bee Pollen, and more. Concentrate. You talk about next level meal replacement, next level compared to whey. And it's great to mix with whey and then make shakes. It's incredible. My son is growing like a weed using it. He's bigger than I am already. 15. Incredible. It is amazing. InfoWarsLife.com. 50% off Caveman, but only a few days left. It's about to end. And folks, the globalists hate it when you do this. We're the tip of the spear because we're fearless. We're bold because we understand the stakes are too high. The globalists win. We're all slaves. So don't thank me for what I'm doing. I want to thank you. We're all in this together. And when you get the great Bolon Labe t-shirts, you get the great books and videos, you're funding the tip of the spear. Again, visit InfoWarsStore.com today and commit to helping the InfoWar.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's David Knight.
Welcome back. We're going to cover a little bit of news here at the top of the hour. We'll get back into some updates about Mueller's Inquisition when our radio audience rejoins us. Real quickly, some more information has come out about the King of Davos, Kevin Spacey. And again, when I've talked about this, I think the most important thing for us to understand is his close connection to the rich, to the powerful. And he tried to cover this up by saying, hey, you know, I'm going to come out. I'm homosexual, so give me a break, Hollywood. I know how much you love homosexuals. Well, homosexuals got very upset with him because they said, look, you're conflating us with pedophilia. You're throwing us under this, and you're trying to hide under the rainbow. They saw the same thing I did. He's trying to get a pass on all this because of his sexual preference. Well, you know what? The sexual preference of pedophiles is power. And that's why these people are drawn to government. That's why they're drawn to politicians. And that's why politicians, so many of them, are pedophiles. As Vladimir Putin said, the West is ruled by elite pedophiles who worship Satan. That's quite true. Yesterday we played the clip for you where the House of Cards character that he plays, Underwood, goes to the Bohemian Grove. That happened just this last summer. And they put all of that stuff right in your face. Just right in your face. That's the way House of Cards was. I just could not watch that show because of the rampant corruption. I don't like that. I cover politics. I don't like the corruption that I see in politics. I hate it. I absolutely hate it. It's what motivates me, my hate for politics and the politicians that run this and the powerful, elite, pedophile, satanic worshipers. The Kevin Spacey Foundation is an organization of mentors, advocates, and educators who work with hopeful emerging young artists. He started a group to groom child stars, says the headline from the Free Thought Project. He was flying all the time with Bill Clinton on the Lolita Express, Kevin Spacey was. And so he creates this foundation at the same time he's taking all these flights on the Lolita Express. And if you look at that picture, you can see him highlighted in color, and around him is a sea of young people for him to groom. Yes. Oh, you want to be in show business? I'm the guy to talk to. Let's go over here where nobody can see us. In January 2015, at the same time that Spacey was promoting his foundation, says the Free Thought Project, and searching for eager children, a report was published revealing that Spacey's name was alongside former President Bill Clinton on the logs of visitors who flew the Lolita Express. The private jet was owned by sexual predator and wealthy Wall Street hedge fund manager Jeffrey Epstein. He was found guilty of sex trafficking girls as young as 12 years old to facilitate rape parties with his wealthy friends. Clinton's name was listed on the passenger logs 26 times in 2 years, between 2001 and 2003, revealing that he flew on the plane at least once a month during the two-year period. Epstein only spent 13 months in prison, and he got home detention for the conviction of solicitation and procurement of minors for prostitution. Do you understand this? This is a pedophile pimp, and he only got 13 months in prison. You know who his lawyer was? Ken Starr. See how it's a nice little club? Just like Bohemian Grove, or as they did it in House of Cards, Elysium. you know, their cremation of care ceremony and everything. Yeah, it's a private club, and be glad you're not in it. You've got Kinstar, who essentially shut down any investigation of serious charges for Bill Clinton and got him on a process crime, got him on perjury about his consensual affair, which was not a crime. And then Kinstar goes on to defend Phil Epstein, one of the most despicable pedophile characters you've ever seen, a pimp for child prostitution, and he only gets 13 months because of Kinstar, always there to protect everybody. And then where did that wonderful Boy Scout Christian Kinstar go? Then he goes to Baylor University, where he shuts down the investigations of rape allegations by the Baylor football team. Well, finally he's gone, and hopefully that one finally discredited this predator co-star, the Kinstar. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
You go to InfoWarsStore.com and get game-changing, amazing products. We've been sold out of DNA Force for almost 4 months. These ingredients are nutraceutical grade, you know, the highest quality, the bio-PQQ, all of it. It's 25% off. The truck got in this morning, and it's back, but it is a limited run because of all the testing and all the rest of it. It's the highest quality. Read about what it'll do for you and your family. It is amazing. We also have been sold out for 3 months on Biome Defense Super High Quality Probiotic. It's 25% off. Out of the gates, back in stock, but for a very limited time. So you get the highest quality, the very cleanest stuff out there. We're really, really proud of it. DNA Force and Biome Defense Probiotic. Now back in stock, InfoWarsLife.com. And when you buy products from Globalist, it's an act of trading with the enemy. It is an act of war. It is an act of standing up when you spread the links, the articles, and buy products from us. And then we commit to rampage against the enemy totally.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're going to be joined by Lionel in the next segment. And, of course, Lionel is based in New York, and he was very close to that terrorist event yesterday. He's got a lot of things to say that I think you're going to want to hear. So he's going to be joining us in the next segment. I want to continue with what I was talking about before the top of the hour news break, and that is how Trump can stop the Russian investigation on legal and constitutional grounds. And this is very important. This is very similar to what we were saying at the beginning of the year at InfoWars, based on research by Dr. Jerome Corsi about how Obamacare subsidies were being funded illegally. They called it a net asset sweep, but it was money that was being stolen by Fannie and Freddie investors. They just went in and said, hey, you know, Fannie and Freddie have returned to profitability. We'll take that money because we couldn't get the Congress to fund it like the Constitution says they have to. So we'll just steal the money from the Fannie and Freddie investors and we'll pretend that that it hasn't returned to profitability. So they took over management of it after the mortgage collapse. So they continued with that. The Congress sued and said, wait a minute, we didn't fund those subsidies. And the court said, that's right. Under the Constitution, Article 1, the Congress has to fund these programs, and they didn't do it. And you're president, but that doesn't give you the right to become a dictator and just steal money from investors and from their retirement plans and so forth. And so they appealed. And all that had to be done was to stop the appeal. Now, President Trump has finally said, we're going to stop that. He could stop the Russian investigation simply by pointing out, as I mentioned before, the law has expired. The law that created the special counsel that went to the Supreme Court approved it 8-1. The one dissenter was Antonin Scalia. His argument was very profound. He said, this is going to turn into a witch hunt. It is too easy to turn this out into, to falsely call one's political opponent a crook and to begin investigating a man instead of a crime. And that is what we have going on here. And so that was a law that was passed in 1978. It expired in 1999. The Congress said, you know what, Scalia, even though he was the only one, he had it right. And we're not going to reauthorize this. So this is an expired law. There is no law to allow a special counsel. And even if the law were still in effect, Robert Mueller is not following the expired law. That's the most important thing. I mean, this is doubled down beyond credibility. This is just amazing when I saw this article here by a legal professor. He says, under the expired law, an independent counsels had to be appointed by a special three-judge panel of the U.S. Court of Appeals, but only after the Attorney General conducted a preliminary investigation based on specific and credible information about alleged wrongdoing by the president. None of that happened. This was quickly done after Comey was fired. There was no investigation by the Attorney General. There was no special three-judge panel who appointed the special prosecutor. He was appointed by the Deputy Attorney General. They didn't follow the process if there had been a law. But there isn't a law because the law expired. This is kind of like Kafka. Under the old law that has expired, if there were no reasonable grounds after the preliminary investigation, that was reported to the court and the matter ended. Statutorily appointed independent counsels also had an obligation to make reports to the appointing court every 6 months. That hasn't happened. Okay? Because he wasn't appointed by the court in the first place, and he hasn't made any reports to them. In order to expand the boundaries of an investigation, they had to then get approval of the Attorney General and notify the court that had appointed the special prosecutor. But that never happened. They never convened a special three-judge panel of the Court of Appeals. So he's operating without any oversight. He has expanded the investigation into every kind of financial dealing, into all these other people, without justifying it to anybody, without any oversight whatsoever. And again, the law has expired. But if he was going to follow the law that had been passed in 1978 that expired in 1999, then he would have to do all these things. But I guess if you're operating under a non-existent law with no authority, you don't have to follow the law that has expired. So they just do it in name only. News reports indicate that Mueller is directing the White House personnel to retain documentation that is going to go after Trump's tax returns. See, he's expanded it to that, but there's no authorization, there's no supervision of that. They also skip over whether a politically unaccountable, unconfirmed special counsel may constitutionally make such demands. So we have an expired law. We have a guy who is unaccountable. We have a guy who is not confirmed or appointed by the terms of a special independent counsel. When they created that term, they had a process. They had a law. That law has expired. So he points out, Scalia noted, that employing an independent counsel stands criminal practice on its head. The normal order is you have a crime and you're investigating that crime and then you ascertain whether somebody is guilty or not. What this does is this inverts the process. It says, I've got somebody that I want to accuse as crooked, and so I'm going to investigate the man to find the crime. This is Stalinesque. It was Joseph Stalin who said, bring me the man, I'll find the crime. That is the process under which they're operating. And finally, he says, an October the 16th, 2000 memorandum by then Assistant Attorney General Randolph Moss affirmed the Office of Legal Counsel view going back all the way to 1818. A sitting president cannot be indicted and cannot be criminally prosecuted. So all that will come of this is to hamstring this government, as they've been doing, to make sure that nothing gets done, to damage the reputation of the president. So this is nothing other than a politically motivated political outcome. They'll never get a conviction of him. They cannot convict him. All they can do is try to impeach him. But that will not happen because they do not have the votes for that. I don't think that will happen. And there isn't any, you know, we look at what has come out of this and we look at what they have done to Manafort. The question that Law News talks about, because they went in and they did a no-knock raid. And they say, well, in this raid, they didn't have a search warrant. Well, they don't need search warrants. We don't need anything like that. Who needs that? We don't follow the law. We don't have a law for a special prosecutor. Who needs search warrants? We don't do that. We just search everybody. And so they say that alone may overturn any charges or convictions. It will taint the investigation. Let's listen to what Alan Dershowitz says, because this is something, again, what they're accusing him of are things that ended years before he even went to work for Trump. And when those came to light, Trump fired him. So it has nothing to do with Trump. They're just trying to turn him, and Alan Dershowitz points that out.
walked in our front door, Alan Dershowitz, lifelong Democrat, attorney, Harvard Law School professor, and author of Trumped Up. You actually predicted what is happening right now in this book.
Sure. It's all about leverage. They're going after Manafort on something that apparently has nothing to do with Trump. Years ago, his own business.
Sounds like tax fraud.
Yeah, but what they're saying to him is, we got you now, and we don't care about that. But if you can tell us something about Trump and the campaign and collusion, we'll give you a get-out-of-jail card free. So it's all about leverage. That's the way prosecutors work.
And Gates lasts a little bit longer, long-time protege with the international contacts. And after Manafort was jettisoned, he stayed. Then he went to a super PAC, and then they told him to leave the super PAC. One thing is, the Trump people did move quick to get rid of Manafort as soon as these Eastern European ties came up.
Sure, and that will help Trump distance himself. But Manafort knows where the bodies are buried. He was an intimate. And if anything happened wrong in the campaign, and there's no evidence that anything did, Manafort would know about it. Even if he wasn't directly there, he'd have heard about it.
Sure.
And so this is an important event for Mueller to try to get leverage over this intimate. You know, the first rule in American crime is if you're going to commit a crime, commit it with somebody more important than you are. So you can turn them in. They can't turn you in,
right.
And that's what's going to happen. Now, you know, there may be a deal in the works. He may be trying to make a deal with the prosecution. He may be dangling.
Okay, let's hold it there because we've got to go to a break, and I want to wrap that up. You know, he says if you're going to commit a crime, make sure you got somebody who is more important than you so that you can turn them in and get off. But, of course, that didn't work with the Clintons. Here we go back to Charlie Tree and the scandals with China when they sold us out to China. This is before they sold us out to Russia. When the Clintons sold us out to China, they offered plea bargains to these guys that were involved, and they sang like a bird. But they never used it to come after the Clintons. Oh, no, wouldn't do that. And this is a situation where they picked up Manafort, and they are charging him with arcane charges. They violated his constitutional rights, but they're putting the thumbscrews on him because Mueller is a Torquemada. He's a criminal himself. Stay with us. Lionel's coming up.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense Probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com.
Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We've got a little bit of connection problems with Lionel, but we'll have him shortly. Meanwhile, I want to let you know about some of the sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We still have a holdover of some of our big discounts off of our most popular products, and we also have a couple of new products that we have on sale. 25% off InfoWars Life Biome Defense 50 Probiotic. And again, that is live probiotic cultures, 23 different strains, known to support digestion and intestinal function. You know, you take antibiotics because you want to kill bad bacteria, but you do need to have good gut bacteria. That's why we call it probiotics, and it's very important that you have the right kind of bacteria to help to aid your digestion, to help to support that, as well as other functions of the intestine. This is a great product. It's made in the U.S., our state-of-the-art manufacturing facility. It's lab-tested for quality, and now you can get it 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Also, 25% off of InfoWars DNA Force. That is a very expensive product, as I mentioned earlier. It takes us $30,000 just for one ingredient for one batch, and that is BioPQQ. It is an ingredient that has been supported by a lot of research. You can find out information about it at InfoWarsStore.com. It helps your DNA health, and I explained before that it's very important that you keep those caps on the end of your DNA, similar to the tips on your shoelaces. And it's those telomeres, as they're called, are a very good indication of your life expectancy because they gradually wear down over time. And you don't want those to disappear and have your DNA start to come apart, essentially, in a very simplistic analogy. But that's essentially what happens. And so this supports the health of your telomeres. Also, 50% off Brain Force, 50% off Anthroplex, 50% off Silver Bullet. That's our colloidal silver. And 50% off of Winter Sun, our vitamin D supplement. Great time to do those two right now as we're coming up to cold and flu season. Silver Bullet, colloidal silver, and Winter Sun vitamin D. Also, finally, you can get 16% off of Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix. A great way to take vitamins and minerals without having to swallow a lot of pills. And a great tasting drink mix. Just add water, or if you want to customize it for your taste, just add fruit drinks or whatever you would like. It's a great way to get it, not take a lot of pills. It's now 16% off at checkout when you enter the code VITA10. That's VITA10, V-I-T-A-10, at checkout to get 16% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix. Okay, we've been talking about the out-of-control prosecutor who has turned into
turn this into an inquisition. Let me just give this one more bit of information to you. You know, we look at Uranium One. We look at the fact that Mueller not only is operating under an expired special counsel law, but he's not even following what that law used to be back in 1999. No oversight. It's an investigation that has run wild. And of course, if you want to talk about Russian collusion, let's talk about the fact that Hillary was colluding on Uranium One, that Mueller was involved in that. Far more connection of Mueller to Russian collusion than anything of just Sessions, okay? Sessions met the ambassador, as senators always do, and he preemptively recused himself, trying to follow the most extreme aspects of the law to avoid, frankly, any appearance of wrongdoing. There wasn't any wrongdoing. He's just trying to avoid the appearance of it. But, of course, Mueller is knee-deep in colluding with Hillary Clinton to rob the American people of 20% of their uranium or more. That was the estimated, the known reserves, 20%, but there's more than that. To rob the American people, he colluded with her to hide that and then covered it up, obstructed justice. This guy has to be removed. And all of this because the Russians were hacking our election. Let me read this to you from Zero Hedge. This was a huge anti-Trump protest that was organized by, guess who? The Russians. And we go back to November of 2016, and it was being reported at the time, taking to the streets of New York for the fourth straight day, a crowd of over 5,000 people gathered in Union Square around noon, their ranks rapidly growing, spilling out of the park. They had hand-drawn signs that floated above the crowd carrying messages like, love Trump's hate, unacceptable, dump Trump. Okay, as The Hill reported at the time, they had 16,000 Facebook users said they were going to attend the Trump protest that was organized on the Facebook page for Black Matters U.S., Black Matters U.S. The event was shared with 61,000 users. Join us in the streets. Stop Trump and his bigoted agenda, reads the Facebook event page for the rally. It's Wall Street after all. Divided is the reason we fell. We must unite despite our differences to stop hate from ruling the land. Well, guess what? Black Matters U.S. that was organizing that anti-Trump rally is a Russian-linked group. How do we know that? Well, Black Lives Matter organizing group was connected to the Internet Research Agency, IRA, a Russian troll farm with ties to the Kremlins, according to a recent investigation by Russian magazine RBC. Facebook has identified that group as being responsible for purchasing 3,000 political ads on Facebook's platform and operating 470 accounts. So to clarify and to sum up, Zero Hedge says the Russians spent $100,000. They created 0.004%, in other words, 0.004% of social media content to influence election. That's how small it was. And then those same Russian trolls continued to help President Trump by unifying black and white Americans to protest against him. That's the thing that is predicating this entire witch hunt. The thing is incredibly phony, and President Trump is, it is imperative that he takes this down. Let me give you another example of how they're coming after Trump. We have a situation, and this was reported by Fox News a couple of days ago. Disrespecting the Chinese national anthem could result in 3 years in prison. You would think that that had been proposed by President Trump, that he proposed throwing NFL players, these privileged, petulant multimillionaires in prison. No, he didn't. He didn't. This is happening in China already. They passed a new law in September that mandated up to 15 days in police detention for those who mock the March of the Volunteers. You know, the volunteers. Yeah, everybody volunteers in China, right? You can get that volunteer spirit as soon as they point that gun to your head. That's China's national anthem, the March of the Volunteers. And the law also covers Chinese territories of Hong Kong and Macau. And that's important because the reason they're doing this is because of the protesters in Hong Kong. They see themselves as a separate autonomous region. They've been holding protests saying Hong Kong is not China. They did that during the World Cup. And so Fox draws the correlation to President Trump, saying, and here in the U.S., we have President Trump that is saying that football players need to be fired or banned. He's not mandating that as the Chinese dictators will. And, of course, right now it's just a 15 days in jail, but they're going to turn it to 3 years in prison. That's what they're going to come up with that dictatorship. That's the way a dictatorship deals with it. See, what President Trump is doing, you can think of it this way. It's not a mandate. Let's just say that it's good business advice because these people are annoying the American public. And you can see how we handle it in America. The free market takes place, takes the penalty here. ESPN lost 15,000 subscribers per day. 15,000 per day in October. Why? Because we don't like what you're doing. See, that's the difference between a Chinese communist dictator, or just any communist dictator, and the way a free market reacts to this. And President Trump is just exercising his free speech and reflecting and speaking for the zeitgeist of the American people. Stay with us. I'm David Knight.
You go to InfoWarsStore.com and get game-changing, amazing products. We've been sold out of DNA Force for almost 4 months. These ingredients are nutraceutical grade, you know, the highest quality, the BioPQQ, all of it. It's 25% off. The truck got in this morning, and it's back, but it is a limited run because of all the testing and all the rest of it. It's the highest quality. Read about what it'll do for you and your family. It is amazing. We also have been sold out for 3 months on Biome Defense Super High Quality Probiotic. It's 25% off. Out of the gates, back in stock, but for a very limited time. So you get the highest quality, the very cleanest stuff out there. We're really, really proud of it. DNA Force and Biome Defense Probiotic. Now back in stock, InfoWarsLife.com. And when you buy products from Globalist, it's an act of trading with the enemy. It is an act of war. It is an act of standing up when you spread the links, the articles, and buy products from us. And then we commit to rampage against the enemy totally. We're not just going to have to end in the next week the Brain Force Plus special, 50% off. I'm going to have to end even sooner our Caveman Ultimate Paleo Bone Broth, Turmeric, Chaga Mushroom, Bee Pollen, and more concentrate. You talk about next level meal replacement, next level compared to whey. And it's great to mix with whey and then make shakes. It's incredible. My son is growing like a weed using it. He's bigger than I am already. 15, incredible. It is amazing. InfoWarsLife.com, 50% off Caveman, but only a few days left. It's about to end. And folks, the globalists hate it when you do this. We're the tip of the spear because we're fearless. We're bold because we understand the stakes are too high. The globalists win. We're all slaves. So don't thank me for what I'm doing. I want to thank you. We're all in this together. And when you get the great Bolon Labe t-shirts, you get the great books and videos, you're fighting the tip of the spear. Again, visit InfoWarsStore.com today and commit to helping the InfoWar.
America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bully. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberalists. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the Second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest secured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. information warfare against pushers of fake news.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and joining us now is Emmy Award-winning television news decoder and legal analyst. He's a licensed trial lawyer, former prosecutor, Lionel. And you can find him on YouTube, Lionel Nation, also on Twitter, at Lionel Media. Thank you for joining us, Lionel. We wanted to have you on because not only do you live in New York, but you are close to the area where the terror attack happened yesterday. And, you know, Lionel, as we look at this, you and I have something in common with this guy. He's from Tampa, just like us.
You and I have so much in common. It's frightening, and I'd rather really not go into it if you don't mind right now.
Couple of things, David.
First and foremost, I'm right on the west side. I'm right in Hell's Kitchen, right adjacent to the West Side Highway where these bike lanes are. Beautiful, absolutely glorious. What New York City does in terms of bikes and parks is just wonderful. Mm-hmm. Anybody can drive any of these people down anytime. I don't know about these barriers they're talking about. You cannot do that. But here's something that just happened right now that nobody knows about. John Miller, who is the terrorist liaison, he's always a part of the NYPD. He was with ABC News for a while. David, just now he gave one of the most frightening discussions of how they track this fellow. And he basically listed, well, when he entered from New Jersey, we got the license tag readers, the cameras on the George Washington Bridge. We followed him. He's basically showing every step of the way we know where you are. Every square inch of this city is under surveillance. Now, I kind of knew that, and I know most people are clapping, kind of like barking seals. I'm thinking, oh, my God, the panopticon is here.
James Clapper was clapping about that. You know, when he got on, we had the clip where Jake Tapper says, oh, Allahu Akbar, that's a beautiful thing. But sometimes it's used in these situations. And then Clapper comes out and he goes, well, you know, we have to have a discussion. And surveillance can be intrusive sometimes, but you got to think about it under a circumstance like this. Trying to push it even further when they've already got, as you pointed out, a panopticon everywhere. They can see everything that we do everywhere.
You know, David, when I say Allah or Allahu Akbar, it's kind of like the way we say Gesundheit or God bless you. It means nothing. As they're running from a truck. And by the way, I'm pushing for bans on pellet guns and paintball guns because those were used in the course of this, which, of course, makes no sense whatsoever. A couple of things, too. Yesterday, you should have seen there is nothing like an NYPD conference. Every classic Kojak meets the officers of the SUU. One fellow says, and the suspect, we lit him up. That's Miller right there.
he said, we
lit him up. Now, they lit him up. And by the way, he's alive. So the next time people, these geniuses out there say, the next time these geniuses say, you know, I don't know why the police just can't wing them. Why the police can't just shoot a suspect in the leg. Why do you have to kill him? They tried to kill him. They unloaded on this guy, and he's not dead. Just keep that in mind. Now, a couple of things also last night was the annual Halloween parade. And if ever you want to see something, by the way, there he is yelling, nothing about the Knights of Columbus. He's not saying Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. No, he seems, David, to be, you know, and far be it from me, he seems to be focusing on an Islamist focus.
Yeah. I played the clip from American Carol where they imagined Christian terrorists, and they got a nun jumping on a bus, and she says, Hail Mary, full of grace, and pulls a grenade pin, right? So that's what they're trying to tell us.
But also, and if he said, make America great again, or the NRA, they would have been on this. Because yesterday, as this broke, even the local, in our local coverage, you talk about insipid. Oh, my God. It's hard to say what goes through the minds of these. Oh, shut up. Would you let an adult do this? They can't talk about a crime scene. They're getting into the minds of this. Now, those are the bike lanes you see right there. They're all over the place, and they're wonderful. And that's right up alongside the West Side Highway. My wife and I go there all the time. Now, listen, David, I know I'm scattered, but I've been watching old clips of Alex, and it does that to me. Plus, this brain force is doing something to me. But so forgive me. But there's no way that we're going to lock down New York City. It ain't going to happen. So it seems to me we have to know, call me wacky, who's here? Who's coming here? Because we can't put barriers.
Right.
We can't live in a bubble. We can't put, you know, bubble wrap around all of us and live in this safe space. Another thing to keep in mind, you know who knows a lot about Uzbek terror? You know who knows a lot about that? I mean, and has been at war with Uzbeki.
Oh, yeah.
You know, what's his
Vlad.
Name? The Russian guy. Yeah.
That's right.
Putin.
Yeah.
The same one, the same fellow who warned us about the flying Tsarnaev brothers. Remember that speed bump and flashbang as the joke
was? That's right.
They were the one he told us about them. So anyway, now another thing too is here in New York, we have two of the most horrid officials. We have the mayor, the mayor actually seemed rather, I don't want to say presidential, but was pretty good yesterday. And our governor, Andrew Cuomo, who, by the way, could single-handedly reverse teen pregnancy by explaining the sex act to kids. And it starts off like this. New Yorkers have to understand that I believe that we must not be deterred. We must not be. Stop giving us a don't be afraid. Go out. There's one thing I will tell you this much proudly about New Yorkers. Nobody's afraid. Nobody's staying home. Nobody's
cowering.
Last night. Last night was the Halloween parade, which is what I was trying to allude to. And what's interesting about it is that is the only day that looks exactly like every other day in New York. People walking around with severed heads on the side look just like any. It's like Comic-Con, too. People walking around dressed look you fit right in. Now, a couple of things here. Let's talk about this. Wasn't it interesting yesterday how immediately, and our local vapid, vacuous coverage, which was horrid, they were saying, they must have been told, I'm guessing, knowing a little bit about TV, you know, the news director was saying, push the lone wolf thing, push the lone wolf, radicalize.
Yeah,
we
yeah.
don't want it to make it sound like it's systemic. Wait a minute. Barcelona, London, Stockholm, London, again, Berlin and Nice, all of those trucks, again, not the Irish, not Swedes, all saying that funny Allahu Akbar. I think there may be something to this. Don't do this. They were pushing this. It's a lone wolf business. It's a lone wolf. He was radicalized. David, why is it incumbent upon the mainstream heritage sock puppet media to immediately create the narrative before we know anything?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Maybe what they should do is execute him and send his brain to the same facility that's going to be examining Stephen Paddock's brain, right? We can find the motive. But because we have absolutely no clue, even though he was shouting Allahu Akbar. I mean, we don't know what his motive is.
It's funny it's funny how that's gone between that mm-hmm. and the Harvey Weinstein thing and there's and everybody coming out, which is a separate issue, but, you know, David, everybody in Hollywood, they said, Dustin Hoffman, 17 years ago. Who next? Alan Funt. Three people got that joke. All right, we got it. Now, a couple of things, too. You can't help but ask this question. David, I am a native Floridian. I'm from Florida. And you know a little bit about this. And when we were one of the first concealed carry permits states in the nation. And mm-hmm. I was armed constantly.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was. ATM robberies dropped precipitously.
Oh, yeah. We always see that happening. We got to take a quick break here. We'll be right back with Lionel. Again, you can find him LionelMedia.com. Also on Twitter, same thing, Lionel Media. And on YouTube, Lionel Nation. We'll be right back with Lionel. I'm David Knight.
We've
taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're running the biggest special we've ever had for our best-selling product, Brain Force. Now Brain Force Plus, there's 20% more in each bottle. And we're now purchasing so much of it from the major organic manufacturer here in the United States that we've been able to get it for less. So I'm offering for the first time ever 50% off. And I thought I could offer this for maybe a month. I'm going to have to stop this special within a week because it is blasting out of our warehouse, because the fans of it already are stocking up. They know how great it is. A whole bunch of organic, natural, healthy, known nootropics. And if you want good, clean, focused energy, then Brain Force is for you, and you're supporting the broadcast at the same time. It's a good deal at $39. It's $19.96 at InfoWarsLife.com, or simply call toll-free 888-253-3139. Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said, there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there, you have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right, well, I'm glad we've got some back in, because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Refresh your breath with Emrex Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gums and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emrex Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking about the terror with no name. Not the horse with no name. The mainstream media has been riding that horse for quite some time. We're talking to Lionel. And again, you can find him on Twitter, at Lionel Media. You know, Lionel, my wife told me, she contacted me this morning and said, Lionel has done an excellent video on his YouTube channel. Again, that YouTube channel is Lionel Nation. She said, he did an excellent video on this terror attack yesterday. You've got to get him on. And so I really do appreciate you coming on at the last minute here with us. Tell us about the video. Tell us about what you covered with that. We're talking about terror attack in New York.
Thank you. And I love this. And I'm saying this not gratuitously, but I listen every single morning. You are my appointment radio, TV, medium, whatever it is, and the best bumper music, bar none. But this is from my era.
That's right.
I wanted to bring up a couple of things which you and I will concur on, and thank you to your wife, who obviously has an incredible sense of talent and selection when it comes to picking a spouse.
Secondly,
to my own wife. Now, a couple of things here. Look what's going to happen. Number one, expect a crackdown on the internet. This is perfect. Anytime right now when you've got Schmidt and others on Capitol Hill saying, well, we got the fake news. You know, the Russians, we got to put this genie back into the bottle. So we'll try that. We'll try SOPA, CISPA. That didn't work. We'll try copyright claims. That didn't work. We'll try shutting down conservative thoughts and demonetizing on YouTube. That's so. So what we'll do now is we'll say we have to get to the source of hate and expect a full frontal attack on this. Next.
Oh, yeah. They're all saying he was self-radicalized. In America, the problem is not Islam. The problem is your internet freedom.
Right. And the idea is not, for example, it's not your own sexual appetite. It's the pornography. It wasn't your craziness. It was the music. See, it's never you. We're never the, it's the car. It's the truck. It's the instrumentality. It's not us. Now, also, second, you know that somewhere at, I don't know, Chuck Schumer's Central, is there a gun here? No. No gun? What do you mean there's no gun? Oh, they shot him. This is not good for the narrative. So, okay, forget that, because you know, had he a gun, they were ready to roll. Now, it's time for us to really realize and ask ourselves this question. The longer that we put off the issue of carry permits, the longer that we have this mentality that, oh, come on, we wouldn't know what to do. You mean to tell me a bunch of New Yorkers could have maybe saved those Argentinians or saved those people from London or whatever? Or somebody somewhere could have said, you know what? The old expression, I can't hit the broadside of a barn, but I can hit a truck. And there he is. I'll give it a shot. Well, but they'll say, but they're innocent people. He's barreling people down with the truck.
That's right.
You really honestly want to forego? It's like those people who wanted to withhold medical marijuana for somebody who's dying of cancer. Well, he might get addicted to it. It's like, he's dying. What you mean to tell me that when somebody is actually, I mean, treating humans like bowling pins, you're not going to say, use whatever you have, of course. So that's going to be shelved and parked and pushed aside. But this
never talk about that in New York. Absolutely. It's a non-starter.
But this is also another thing, a glorious grave for citizen and civilian journalism. Let me tell you something where I went. I didn't go to local TV. I did for the color because they got better cameras. Mm-hmm. I go to Twitter. I go to us. I go to you. I found out, you know, Paul Joseph Watson was one of the first people ever to say, as he heard, what this vermin, this vile of waste of flesh said. Allahu Akbar, not have a nice day or ring-a-ding-ding, daddy-o. He did it. Now, this is not Islamophobic. This isn't mean. This isn't hate. This is the truth. Now, David, imagine.
It's not defamation, it's definition of character.
Or it's defecation, which is another pun somewhere. Now, imagine trying to discuss the LCN, the mob, the mafia, the troubles with IRA, and not bringing into, you know, I think the Irish are maybe about, don't bring up the Irish, don't bring up the, because there is this touchy-feely sensitivity. And David, for the life of me, I cannot figure out why. Nobody, and believe me, in New York City, and I can tell you this, nobody, we love, we thrive on, we depend upon immigrants. This is the most open. Nobody is saying, don't let immigrants in. No, don't come here. We're not going into the harbor and taking some steel wool and getting the Emma Lazarus part about bringing us your time. There's this thing called the rules. Now,
that's right.
What we have,
and this guy, Lionel, was part of the diversity immigration visa program. They want diversity. We don't have enough terrorists, so we got to get people from areas that we're at war with, areas that we know that terrorism is rampant, and we know that we can't identify that this person meets any of the criteria. We don't even know who this person is, but hey, if they won the lottery, come on in.
Imagine,
because it's diversity. Yeah.
Imagine, David, God forbid, you're in the hospital and the pharmacist comes in and says, okay, we got this thing for you called diversity medicine. What? Yeah, here, open it up. Take some. Is it, what? That might have been okay in the college days, but being selective being targeted is not discriminatory. Okay, so that's that. The next thing to remember, this is yet again, and I don't mean in any way to suggest that the president or the Republicans or the progressives, because I am a political atheist, I don't believe in this party business. But I got to tell you something. This inures to the detriment, yet again, of the Democrats and the progressives and the liberals, because they are breathtakingly incoherent. They have no message. Now, this is November the 1st, and they still don't. They're talking about Antifa. And interestingly enough, a fascinating drill coming up on the 4th, huh? Keep an eye on that one. Get ready. You know what happens on drills. Now, David, Sunday is the marathon here in New York City.
Oh, wow.
And let me tell you something. You should have heard, believe me when I tell you this, there's a wonderful balance. We, I think, as civil libertarians and lovers of liberty in the Fourth Amendment, do not in any way say that the police should go away. You should have heard these guys, on behalf of my men with the ESU, we've got canines, dogs, helicopters, choppers, we've got boats. They are ready like you cannot believe. And as a New Yorker here now, I'm thinking, you know, this every now and then, sometimes, David, it's like, look, we hate Big Brother, but I love that GPS. I kind of like that where I, right. You know. So we're finding right now that, believe it or not, these folks, and I'll bet you anything, they called John Miller in after he gave that speech and said, what are you doing? You just told everybody how we follow them? And if you can follow them, why? Who else is out there doing this? Who else is buying trucks? So the bottom line is simply this. This is a great day for you, for Real News, for David Knight, for Alex Jones. This is for citizen and civilian journalism. This is where we're coming together. And this, by the way, goes to show you this collective rejection of this mainstream legacy nonsense that is refusing, pursuant to some, I guess, marching order, to not address the obvious. We're not Islamophobics or xenophobics. We're Americans. We have this fetish we have about safety.
Yeah. Yeah. We value it more than we do liberty. But the problem is that they bring people in that they have no ability to vet. They don't know anything about these people. They bring them in from areas that we are, and I would add, unconstitutionally at war with because they're supposedly dangerous, but they bring them in because they want this to happen, because then that justifies their expansion of the military police surveillance state, the industrial complex. It's good for business.
And they also have this idea that there's no, David, where are you getting this Islamic? Look, I'm the one who have been advocating the fact, and saying for the longest time, that with a country of 1.5 billion Muslims, mathematically it doesn't work out. If 10%, just 10%, were these card-carrying, crazy, fanatical, homicidal jihadists, that's 150 million. So
that's
the
right.
Numbers don't.
That's
so right. I will be the first one to tell you, no, I don't think when you're welcomed into Islam, they say, you swear to bomb the... No. So that being said, but however... How am I supposed to understand, miss the point that time after time after time, this particular group, this particular faction, this ideology seems to be absolutely the demographic that happens to be involved in this? So am I supposed to look the other way and say, oh, no, this is, no, we're just going to, no, I say yes, do this. And David, if you and I went to Uzbekistan and they were being attacked by white guys from Florida with beards, do you think you and I would be upset as, hey, David, guess what? They're cracking down on people who look like us. No.
Yeah, well, that's what they did in Virginia in the gubernatorial race, Lionel. They had a video showing a white guy in a pickup truck, you know, and it's rednecks with don't tread on me signs, running down young dreamers, Hispanic dreamers, and Muslims. And, of course, they put out a narrative that stands reality on its head. And as that's been now pulled, the guy that they aimed it at, the Republican candidate, has now seen his contributions triple because people are angry about the fact that they are putting these lies out. It's absolutely amazing how they stand this on its head. Well, unfortunately, we're out of time, but thank you so much for joining us, especially at the last minute. We've been talking to Lionel. You can find that excellent report of his on YouTube. Lionel Nation is his YouTube channel, and you can find him on Twitter, Lionel Media, and also LionelMedia.com. That's it for today's broadcast. I'm David Knight. Stay with us. Alex Jones is coming up on InfoWars.com/show.